Good evening, fellow Biafra friends, and Happy New Year to the wonderful people, hardcore and indomitable Biafra friends all over the world. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra on the very first day. This is our PM edition of our live presentation, the very first of January in the year of our Lord 2015, that same year that we said will arrive. If they do not give us Biafra this very year, things will no longer be the same. I say if they do not give us Biafra for the simple reason that all the hands holding this very entity of heaven upon the face of the earth must relinquish such grip that the children of Chukwu Abiama, those of them that represent the light that has come from heaven, will be able to live as it was intended before they were even made. That is, before we descended from heaven. This is your radio station. We are here on the very first day of January 2015 in absolute fulfillment of everything we have said in times gone by, that our march is relentless, by which we mean we don't intend to stop. We are not interested in what newspapers in the zoo report. We are not interested in the shenanigans of those of them conspiring with APC Boko Haram to truncate our effort. We are not interested in those of them that use the name of Biafra only to serve a parochial, very dangerous and debilitating interest that comes from the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. You have men who are beholden to our Safolani. They answer to Igbo names, and they come, they mention Biafra in the same breath, they mention APC, oh, could they will all die and perish for nothing, because they're useless. This very year, we must renew our enthusiasm. This very year, we must redouble our effort. They have started. The devil will come. They know this is our year, and they will try to persuade you to the contrary. They will try to deceive you. They will try to derail you. They will try to make you lose focus on what is the prize that is before us, which is the restoration of Biafra. They will do everything in order not for you to participate in the coming of this heavenly glory. You will have to ignore them. You will have to remain focused. All of you, you are like Lot, leaving the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. This very year, you will not look back. You will not look back on the zoo called Nigeria. You will not consider ever being a part of her. When I mean don't look back, I literally mean do not look back. Your focus must be on Biafra or nothing else. You must be resolute. You must be determined. You must be prepared for what is to come, because this is 2015. Many things will happen this year, I can assure you. Many things. Some of them we may be able to precipitate. Others will be calamitous result of events that can no longer hold in the Zoological Republic. Our mission is simple, is to destroy the zoo completely and totally. There will be no Nigeria, as we said. By the time we are done, we gave them this year 2015, if they don't move very, very calmly and very religiously towards making sure they remove their hands from that land that Chukwuebiamah gave us, things will no longer be the same. Therefore, all of you who are hardcore, all of you who are determined Biafrans, this very year belongs to you. All of you. If you say you're a genuine Biafran, now is the time to show it. Therefore, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, those of you in the eastern part of this very planet Earth, for your indomitable spirit, for your never-say-die attitude. And I also thank all of you for your felicitations. I thank all of you for your goodwill messages. I thank all of you for your resoluteness. I thank all of you for your determination. All of you that have now come to the full realization that the only way to accomplish the freedom of Biafra in truth and honesty is via this very platform, Radio Biafra IPOB. There is no other way. Unusino Mozozo, please try and show us. There is no other way. This is the only platform. This is the only place where worship to God in truth and honesty. This is the only place where Biafra can ever come without any prevarication. Biafra will come here because our hands are clean. Our conscience very, very clear. Our incorruptibility has been taken into 2015. Therefore, we remain as usual without corruption before man nor heaven. Here we are, always whiter than white and whiter than snow. We have come that this gospel may be preached. We have come, Kanibal says, that this gospel will preach on this very platform. And Chukwuebiamah, having listened to us, will grant us all our heart's desires. Wherever you are, I must welcome you, not minding the continent that you're in, the country, the city, the town, the village, the hamlet. It is inconsequential. As long as you have access to CHK 97.6, you are listening to us. As long as you have access to one of the seven satellites orbiting this very earth, transmitting our signal live and direct this very minute, you are indeed one of the chosen people, if you are genuine, that is. And also, you will be listening to us online as well. We are Radio Biafra. We are on www.radiobiafra.co. We are on rblworld.tv. We happen to be on tunein.com. That is www.tunein.com. You can download TuneIn app. If you download it, you can listen to Radio Biafra on your smartphone, on your tablet, on your laptop computer, on your mainframe computer, any device you have that is internet enabled and that can display websites, indeed you can use it to listen to Radio Biafra. We are everywhere. As we are speaking, some people in parts of Biafra land are listening to us live and direct via CHK 97.6. We have come re-enthused and renewed. We have come more focused and more determined. This is the year we told you about. All of you who are hardcore, now is the time to step forward. All of you that say you want Biafra, by all means, now the time has come. You must prove to us that you are indeed a child of Chukwuebiamah. Now is the time to prove it. Now is the time to go and join the closest family nearest to you. And that is why on this very platform we do everything humanly possible to ensure that we continue the ceaseless praise of the name of the Almighty God Chukwuebiamah, that in the end all glory and honor may belong to him. That is why even in this 2015 our prayer is very, very simple: to bless every Biafran, to make sure Chukwuebiamah, that you fortify them with the spirit, with the courage and the resilience to go forth and complete this very work which was started in 1967. We have come to accomplish it and we must do so. You must fortify us. You must bless us, each and every Biafran and their families. Chukwuebiamah, you will have pity. You will have mercy upon them. Everything they touch, you will multiply immensely. Chukwuebiamah, you will bless this, your children. We have not come of our own accord. We have come that we may fulfill your will, so that in the end, your kingdom in heaven may be replicated on this very earth. And that is why Biafra will come in truth and honesty, and no other thing will happen in between. Biafra will come, not just to come as a geopolitical entity, but will come in truth and honesty. We are not interested in peddling lies. We don't go to newspapers being published by our enemies to try to preach this very gospel for us. If you want to hear the truthful gospel about the restoration of this very effort, you must go to CHK 97.6. You will go to your satellite. Keep tuning. We are on DASAT, on ARABSAT, on UTELSAT. We happen to be on other satellites around the world as well. Seven of them in total. We are also online. Nobody preaches this gospel for us because you have to be pure. You have to be holy. You have to be sanctified to preach this very gospel without fear before your enemies, that in the end, all honor will belong to the same Chukwuebiamah whom we call upon every blessed day. This is your platform. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra, for goodness sake. We are not 2, not 3, not 4. APC, they are trying as much as they can to set up as many fake and fictitious online radios as possible. But thankfully, we are not just online. We are on satellite, on 7 of them for that matter. We are also on FM on CHK 97.6. We are always one step ahead of the criminals and the vagabonds. They will try all they can. They will try to bring their cloud of darkness to cover all this light that we're bringing to our people, and they will not succeed. That is why anywhere we go to, anything that we say is gospel. That is why this very message will continue ceaselessly. It will continue unabated to be spread right across the face of the earth every morning and every evening without fear, without retreating, without surrendering. Because it is either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. This year is very, very pivotal. We are going to streamline our operations. We are going to make sure that only those who deserve to know will know what we are doing. And this very year, we shall ensure that the glory of the Most High God must descend upon our lives individually and collectively. That in the end, we will have victory by His grace. We don't go to Nigerian newspapers to write our story for us. We are here very, very strong. Awosa people, in case you don't know, they will continue to give some of you money to try to replicate what we are doing, but this brand can never be replicated. You will fizzle out, you will fade, you will turn into nothing, and we will continue. Our work is relentless. Absolutely, as I speak to you, Biafra land is our boss. At this very second, because people are listening, they know we are serious. They know 2015 has come. And instead of us not to do what we have said we are going to do, then heaven and earth will pass away. I want to assure you of that. People have sometimes in the past doubted our resolve. People have thought that we are like them, fathered by our WhatsApp Fulani people. People have thought that we can one day talk about Biafra, the next day APC and Buhari with no certificate. They think we are like them. People think they can hoodwink us again. They can come and say, oh, can't you see I'm a governor, but I'm interested in Biafra. Come and join me. We cannot join anybody. We are IPOB all over the world. In our respective places of residence and abroad, we are Biafrans in that very area. Collectively around the world, we are IPOB, Indigenous People of Biafra. We have responded. Every coordinator, all of you that stayed with us throughout all the rumblings of 2014, I need the names of everybody who is, as at this very minute, a die-hard committed member of this very family, regardless of where you are. The reason why I say this is this. I hate fair-weather friends. The only time you know those who are your friends are when things are very, very difficult. All of you who has remained from Czech Republic all the way to Indonesia that never moved to Australia, we need the names of everybody who, as at today, as at this very second, is a committed member of this very effort we are making all over the world. And this evening, I must select for very special mention. And before I do so, I must tell everybody this is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The time now is very close to 16 minutes past 7 p.m. here in London. The same number of minutes past 8 p.m. in Biafra land. And so it is right across the face of this earth, across the entire 24 time zones of the world. The same number of minutes, round about 6 to 7 minutes past the top of the hour where you are. We are live and we are direct. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. And this very year, we must show leadership. We must show resoluteness. We must show commitment. We want to let our people know that we have come. And this year, they will know that we have arrived. As I said before, I am the leader of the indigenous people all over the world, bar none. In the same token, the commander of all her loyal forces, as I speak today, and offer very special New Year greetings to all our volunteers who are on the ground in 5 locations in Biafra land. I welcome all of you 2015. That time has come. This very year, you will announce yourselves to humanity. You must do so, or else we will no longer be worthy to exist as a people. And in the same vein, the director of Radio Biafra, by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, Ekekililigwenowa, the maker of the heavens and the earth, I will remain for the rest of my days a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. I consider it a unique privilege to serve Biafrans. Anytime I meet a genuine hardcore Biafran, I am always humbled. I have met most of them. Every blessed day, those of you who are here, those of you I left in Biafra land who are still working, I'll be joining you very, very shortly to make sure we conclude this very work that we have begun all of you right across the face of the earth, those of you in the USA, the ones in Canada, the ones in Mexico, those of you in Trinidad and Tobago, those of you who are in Brazil, the ones in Venezuela, the ones in Chile, I acknowledge all of you. Those of you who are diehard and hardcore in the United Kingdom, the likes of Festus and Ekwe, we recognize what you people have been through. Your resoluteness is what makes you a Biafra. Not dancing like a fool. If you're a credit card fraudster, you want to do Biafra. We are untainted. We are without blemish. We don't steal, we don't cheat, we don't prevaricate, we do not retreat, and we do not surrender. This is Radio Biafra. You will tell the children about us. And this is the year we told you that humanity will know about Biafra by force. We don't beg anybody, because I have not come in peace. This year will represent the most tumultuous year in the history of the Zoological Republic. They either give us Biafra this very year, or heaven and earth will come to pass. There will be darkness. Right now we have brought light. We have brought enlightenment. We have brought this very good news. We have made sure that the propagation of this gospel is continuous and ceaseless. We will not stop. They can go to some newspaper and keep writing every day. We don't give a damn. Once you're a liar, you're a liar. Once you're a cheat, you're a cheat. Once you are a deceiver, you are a deceiver. You never change. For us, we remain resolute. You will join our people and you will die with them. That's our promise to all the traitors. There will be no mercy and there will be no forgiveness. God is my witness, there will be no mercy. Regardless of where you are. Some of you, the last thing you will ever see is our faces. And then you will leave this miserable place the same way that you came, as a saboteur. The harlot that you call mother that gave birth to you, fathered by our Fulani people, will regret the day that she gave birth to you. I can assure you of that. If you think we have come here to preach peace, because you have not begun. You're about to say things you've never seen before. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. Our lines will remain open throughout the duration of this very live presentation, because we are relentless, we are ceaseless. If you don't have the stomach for the fight to come, this is 2015. If you don't have what it takes, is this poor? But one thing is certain. There will be no mercy for all the saboteurs. Heaven knows there will be no mercy. The reason why I will tell is that when you begin to hear about it, don't say we did not tell you. Don't say anyemogo biumunne no biumunna, because there will be no mercy, there will be no pity. All of them working with Fulani APC, all of them working with politicians and Ohanaeze, all of them making sure that Biafra will not come. You think if you mention Biafra, people will think you're serious. They know you are fake. That is why all the effort by our Fulani people to confuse our people by having as many mushroom rubbish spring up as radio station is not going to wash with us. There is only one radio station, only one Radio Biafra that humanity wants to listen to. No other group of people. When our lines open, it shall remain the same. +44 208 133 9976 +44 208 133 9976. We are also on +44 78 313 08 376. We are also on Skype on Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. This is our Skype ID, or our Skype IDs as the case may be, because there are two of them. If you call us on any of those lines, we will be able to accept your call very graciously. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct from our studios here in London on this very New Year's Day. Therefore, once again, we reiterate. We say to you once again, Happy New Year for those of you in this part of the world. For those of you in the eastern part of the world, today is your second. Already you have gone into the second of January 2015. You must remain strong. If you hear me coughing, you must bear with me. I have one almighty flu. Having changed climate from a very hot one to a very cold one, perhaps my body was unable to acclimatize. So if you hear me sneezing or wheezing, please do try to forgive me. And for those of you wishing to support our effort, what we are doing, the number to call remains the same. +1, that's the USA number, or 001-301-455-0460. +1-301-455-0460. And I must make a very special mention of the family of Biafrans in Congo. I must remember them this very day. There are some of you that perhaps due to one thing or the other, you're not able to call Radio Biafra all the time. You are scattered all over the world, those of you in Mozambique, those of you in Angola, the ones in Congo, the ones in Benin Republic, those of you in Togo, the ones in Ghana, the ones in Morocco, the ones in Senegal, those of you who are in South Africa, those of you who are in Namibia, you are everywhere. But this very gospel is ceaseless. This very evening, as I will be doing from now onwards, I remember Kitiku Nelson Sonny, who is our general coordinator in Congo DRC, and also Okezie Obinna, our deputy general secretary. We also remember Chimezie Okara, who is our publicity secretary, and Okoye Chibozo, John Bosco, they call him, who is our volunteer. Even in the Congo, we have an army volunteer there as well. All of you, the work you are doing to raise the profile of Biafra in Congo DRC is immeasurable. And we are grateful to all of you. Sometimes you think that the work you're doing doesn't go far enough. We recognize it here. We know that the work you are doing for your country can never, ever be repaid. We are grateful to all of you. All of you in your tiny quarters who are doing this very work. Those of you in Finland, the ones who are in Norway, those of you right across the face of the earth, including the ones in Belize, as tiny as it is, the ones in Madagascar, everywhere right across the face of the earth, there are people listening to Radio Biafra because we never retreat nor surrender. We are going forward. Hausa will do everything they like. Yoruba, the zoo, will do everything they like. They will not go to get demons from the depths of hell. They will use some of you. Your names will be Igbo, no doubt. Or Yoruba will mimic you, and they will try to derail what we are doing. But they can never prevail because we represent the light. If you doubt us, go to the tricolor. You will say there, we are the rising sun. Wherever there is darkness, we must bring light. That is exactly what we are doing today. And that is why Biafra will come in truth and honesty. If you're a truthful person, this is where you belong. No other place. Go and join the nearest family to you. Once you do that, you will then be able to see that indeed Tukwa Biama is God. As I said before, and I'll keep saying, if you have anything to say, here is where you say it, because the whole world will be listening without a shadow of a doubt. We acknowledge the family who are in the Congo DRC. We shall now proceed to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. The very first day, our PM edition of Radio Biafra of the 1st of January in the year of our Lord 2014. There has been two deadly attacks that have shaken the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Two more bomb explosions, and things can only get worse. Things can only get worse. This is 2015, when it's been predicted that the zoo will no longer be able to hold. It will not be able to hold any longer. It will not. There are those of them calling us, please. Our lines are working very well. Now is not the time. When we open our lines, you will be able to speak to us. Those of you calling us now, please hold your fire. When we open our lines, you will be able to call us. I am sure that the disruption we had yesterday will no longer obtain today. It will no longer obtain. Please, please, please try and call us back as soon as our lines open. This is Radio Biafra. Two deadly attacks shake northern part of the Zoological Republic. By the zoo, we mean Nigeria. It is a place full of animals, of orangutans, and people are dying every blessed day. Some of you may not remember, but we are trying to refresh your memory that the man without certificate, the man that attended military school only 1 year in his life, who became a general. I remember very vividly telling all of you a while back that it is only in the zoo. No wonder they are retraining all of them. They are where you can go and do what is called training course for 6 months, and you come out and you turn into a general and head of state, as has happened to Buhari. No certificates, nothing. Even the lying Torah, and there was liars and deceivers. I thought they said they believe in Quran, they don't lie. Even now, it is becoming very clear that this man is a liar. Not as educated as he would like people to believe. That is what happens to sometimes our enemies. They claim something that they are not. You are a member of the AU, Ndiukwase. Liars and deceivers. You think if you pay a wretched, hungry journalist in the zoo to write something about you somehow, that makes it the truth. All of you are liars and deceivers. Stop killing Boko Haram members, Buhari tells the government of the Zoological Republic. We are reminding you as to this man's antecedents. We are reminding you that they have come to kill you. We are reminding you once again that if you do nothing about it, then you are in one almighty trouble. Remember the same Buhari without certificate? There was a time he was telling you that you should stop killing Boko Haram. because he is the chief sponsor. A chief sponsor of a terrorist group is campaigning to become the president of the same people that is instrumental in killing. I have never seen such rubbish before. Never, ever, ever. Boko Haram, why military can't win the war, according to Professor Wolisim. People listen to Radio Biafra, they regurgitate everything that we say here. We have been saying it now for over a year, consistently without fail, that there is no force on earth capable of defeating Boko Haram and their murderous ideology, because they represent an ideology. You need an ideology to defeat an ideology. Only Biafra can stop Boko Haram, and not the shenanigans of the military of the Zoological Republic. My credentials are verifiable, according to Buhari. The very lying to rag. These are the people that Bilie Human Rights Initiative want us to go and join. EKDFA opened his mouth and said, come and join Bilie. Come and join APC. You join Bilie, then you join APC. Pat India Wasa. They want you to go and join APC. The people that are asking you to follow are liars and cheats the same way that they are. On the morning they come out and tell you, oh, we are truthful. You are asking us to follow Buhari. Buhari has no certificate. He did not go to any war college. Buhari is just an ordinary person that came to England and did 6 months course on how to shoot a rifle. And that was it. And he became a general. Not that he did anything spectacular. He did not go to any strategic, he did not go to any war college. These are the people you want us to follow. You want us to use Biafra, be saying, Biafra, 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 Biafra. Oh, after a while, let us go and join Boko Haram. Yes, now, they said it openly. I ask Igbo people to go and join APC. And then they still have, they still have their front row to come out in the public and to announce to the world that somehow they are fighting for Biafra. When there is something called ocean provocateur, is a French word or sets of words. Go and find out what it means. There are some of you shouting Biafra, 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 Biafra. You are only doing so from the inside with the hope to destroy what we are doing, so you can go to Awasa Fulani to go and collect money. All of you will be fallen by shame. You mention Biafra, Biafra, we are into Biafra. I have my t-shirt, I have my handkerchief. We are into Biafra. We are doing Biafra struggle from one village to the other. All of you will be ashamed. We have come to fight this very battle with one thing on our side, Chukwuabiam, because we are truthful people. We will never lie to you. When we are doing well, we tell you. When we are performing very badly, we'll also tell you. Because that will not determine if you give us your support or not. What matters is in the end that the glory of heaven has remained with us. That is why we have never failed. Anything we touch turns into gold. Every project we go into, we accomplish with consummate ease. You must understand that. Look at people. Maybe tomorrow they will write something else. Oh, maybe now Biafra is a member of ECOSOG. Well, ECOMOG. We are going to send troops to go and help UN to fight. Wasrike was in this same type of lies before. Lying every blessed day of their lives. Every day they lie. Where are they today? 99 countries supporting Biafra. Where are they? Biafra is a member of the UN observer mission. We have an observer mission in the UN. When they have not even attended, they are not even registered or recognized by the UN. Talk less about attending a UN meeting. Because all of you, you love lies. If you have come to us expecting us to lie to you, we will never lie to you. Some of you, you're the people answering Igbo names. Some of you, I was suffering through Imehe. You will try your best this year, but you're bound to fail. You will fail. Your master is here, Buhari. He has no papers. The same way some of you have no credibility when it comes to Biafra. This is the man you want us to go and join. He is not qualified to do, not even to be a wheelbarrow pusher. This man in any other place in the world will be a megad. But in the zoo, he not only made enough money to sponsor terrorism against innocent people, he is also seeking to rule all of you. That shows how stupid you are. We must continue. I find it very once of bleak feature. As I said, everybody is now a student of Radio Biafra. Everybody listen every evening after 2-3 days. They regurgitate exactly what we are saying. It has now dawned on everybody that the zoo economy is collapsing, courtesy of our expose here on Radio Biafra. Even at Fenifere in the Yoruba, the criminal class in Yoruba land, they have now come out to join the fray. And also 24 states won't pay salaries in 2015. 24 states will not be able to pay the people. They cannot pay them. They cannot pay them. Because our people are just plain foolish. Your money is being used to put up carnival, to throw street parties, and to entertain musicians and Nollywood actors, but not enough to pay you. Your money is being used to go and pay those of them involved in oil bunkering, but not enough to pay your salaries. Now it is dawning on you that everything Radio Biafra said in the past is now coming to fruition. people will die this year. Not out of anything extraordinary, but out of hunger, poverty, and disease. That is your lot in the Zoological Republic. NATO are now pulling out of Afghanistan without completing the job. If NATO cannot defeat the Taliban, who are you to defeat Boko Haram? That is why people are saying that to defeat Boko Haram is not going to be easy. Socio-economic revolution is coming, according to the Sejo 4. Now he understands what we're doing. They say they predict things. You're not predicting anything. We've been talking about it for a very long time to come, that 2015 will be pivotal. The Sejo 4 is telling us this very day that socio-economic revolution is coming. They know things that we know. And they know we are not going to relent. 5 people have been killed in Plateau. Cross River attacks. People are dying every blessed day. Courtesy of the British. This is the gift of the British to our people. You will keep dying every blessed day. The government of the Zoological Republic have now bowed. They have now moved to implement 70% tariff on imported vehicles till July. They have now moved it till July. Their tariff will now no longer be imposed. Jonathan understands that he tries that nonsense and is finished. Restore power to Maiduguri. Residents are now pleading with the Zoological Republic, pleading with the baboons and the monkeys that run the zoo. Some of them will even call this evening. Like Buhari, they claim they are okay, but they are not. They claim they went to army school. They are liars and cheats. These are the people that those of you claiming you are into Biafra want us to go and join. Petrol price has been slashed. We are not interested in this very news. We don't care. Imam selection as Borno PDP Goba candidate unacceptable. There is an imam, another Boko Haram member, who has now joined PDP and wants to contest. Child theft as well. Father of newborn accuses matron police chief of conspiracy. They continue to steal little newborn babies in the zoo. That is what we expect from them. They are bad, bad people. Very awful people. They continue to steal and to traffic in little children. Even the father of the newborn is now accusing the police. Even police are involved in child trafficking. That is how bad the zoo is. And the zoo have now closed trading as their currency, the Naira, finished at 193 to the dollar. Naira has no value. That's crumbled. Because the economy will implode this year. And that revolution we've been asking for will be by the doorstep. We don't want Biafra by peaceful means. Because we have not come in peace. We have come to take Biafra in pieces. And then we begin to put the peace together later on. Not now, not this very minute. There has to be a revolution. There must be a revolution. Cleric tells the monkeys in the zoo to fear not, as nation will not break up. Everybody's gearing up for this year. They know that this year, that British contraption created by the harlot herself, Laura Shaw, will come to an end. They know that. That the precipitous cracks will then show up all over the Zoological Republic. The center at Abuja will no longer hold. Everything will fall apart and they can never put it together again. Every empire in history has crumbled. There is no way that the zoo itself will not crumble. The Zoological Republic will crumble, as we know it to be, come this very year. We continue. Two deadly attacks have now shaken the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. In case you don't know, the Mohammedan Emirates of the North is the name that Lugard gave to our Safulani people. That is their name. They were simple, tiny emirates before the white man came. This is Radio Biafra. Strife torn northern Nigeria was hit by two deadly attacks on Wednesday when a female suicide bomber was killed as she tried to enter a military barracks and seven died in a bus explosion. All of these things are happening in a place where they are intending to hold elections next month. Soldiers opened fire on the woman when she refused to be searched as she approached the barracks in Bolari in Gombe State, detonating the explosives belt she was wearing. According to eyewitness accounts, the woman who was wearing a hijab was killed instantly, according to witnesses. The woman refused to stop and continued to advance towards the military guards at the gate, despite repeated orders from them to stop at a distance, said Shuaibu Nasser, who lives near the gate of the barracks. The soldiers opened fire on the woman, who quickened her pace towards them, and they fired shots at her. She exploded with a loud sound that shook our building, according to Nasser. The Awasa man, who was very close, suicide bombings everywhere in hijab. They call it Islamic clothing. They are also using it to kill people. And the same thing will come down to where you are very, very soon in Biafra land. We are going back memory lane to remind people of who this same Buhari is. Not because he is contesting to rule the zoo, which he has ruled before without certificate, without basic education, but because these are the people that some of you claiming you are Biafrans are asking us to go and join. This is the man that some of you that claiming you are elders, this is the people you are asking us to go and join. You know, the thing about you is that some of you don't have any honor. There is no honor, there is no shame. You have no shame, you have no honor. Here, you continue to lie, we will continue to expose you. Your duty is to lie. Our duty is to expose you. People want to hand us over to our Fulani people the same way that you did between 67 and 70. As saboteurs. That was exactly what you did. This time around, you want to infiltrate Biafra. You want to use the name of Biafra to hand people over. And some of you who have been taken by these people, I feel sorry for you. Because you will die like cancer. We were. Mark it somewhere. Your death will be shameful and disgraceful. Mark it somewhere and say, I told you so. Former head of military, ruler and chieftain of the APC, the presidential candidate, Major General Muhammadu Buhari. Now we have seen that after 6 months' course, if you're an Awasa person, you can become a general. After 6 months' course, you can become a general. He has asked the government of the Zoological Republic to stop the clampdown of Boko Haram insurgents, saying Niger Delta militants were never killed or properties belonging to them destroyed. This is Buhari, the man that started Boko Haram, defending them. In case you don't quite follow our grammar, you must forgive my voice, please. I have one almighty flu. You must also understand it that Buhari said that people should stop killing Boko Haram members. These are people responsible for bombing churches. These are the people responsible for all the suicide bombing and all the attacks, killing men, women, and children who are innocent. Buhari is their chief sponsor. And Buhari is telling us not to kill them. We are bringing you this news so that you will know that some people answering the name Biafra, 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 we are Biafra liberation fighters. We are fighters of liberation of Biafra. All this nonsense, lying and deceiving all of you, is here for the whole world to hear and to see. They are asking you to go and join APC. That same APC is very clear. It's part of Boko Haram. Their presidential candidate is now telling everybody, do not kill Boko Haram. After all, Niger Delta militants, we are not killed. I will continue to read this news. You are calling for a unity meeting. You must be mad. We don't unite with criminals. We don't unite with liars and with deceivers. We don't unite with amateur blackmailers and the Amamilitano or whore. Fraudsters everywhere. We don't unite with you. Our hands are clean. We are not fraudsters. We speak the truth. Therefore, devil and darkness cannot comprehend why we have come. Only Chukwu Abiama asked us to come. And we are here. And this very effort must continue. Now and beyond. Until Biafra comes and beyond, our effort must continue. Buhari, who spoke on Saturday on a Liberty Radio program, guest of the week, he spoke with his own words on Liberty Radio. This is an old news, I'm reminding you. Monitor said he accused the government of Jonathan of killing and destroying houses belonging to Boko Haram members while the Niger Delta militants get special treatment. The former dictator said that unlike the special treatment given to Niger Delta militants by the federal government, the Boko Haram members were being killed and their houses demolished by government. A presidential candidate defending a terrorist group. And this is the group that Bilie Animal Rights are asking you to go and join. Come and join APC. According to their self-styled elders, join APC. Look at it now. Join Boko Haram. Why military cannot win the war against Boko Haram, according to Professor Nwolise, as we have said all the time. But let us see what this professor has to say, and if what the professor is saying can resonate with our people, if it can register with them. Security expert and political scientist Professor Usisioma Nwolise has postulated that the lack of spiritual intelligence by the Nigerian military is largely responsible for the inability to win the war against Boko Haram sect. Nwolise, who is head of Department of Political Science, University of Ibadan, made the disclosure while delivering a lecture on insecurity as a threat to 2015 general elections in the zoo called Nigeria to mark the fourth anniversary of the National Mirror titles in Abuja. He said that beyond physical and military might, the Boko Haram insurgents employed spiritual intelligence in their operations, which Nigerian troops lacked, making it seem as if they were cowards in battle. Nwole has, however, advised the military to keep involving the hunters in its operations, saying that the local hunters knew what the Boko Haram insurgents also knew. This is a professor of political science basically telling the Nigerian army to involve itself in occultism, in case you're not following what he's saying. It is called spiritual intelligence and involving local hunters. What it means is that you can dabble in occult. And I keep asking them, where were all this fetishness when the white man came? How come it was not obtainable? But there is something he has said which I have taken away, which is that the Zulu military cannot defeat Boko Haram. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. After all, even the USA could not defeat Taliban in Afghanistan, and they have packed their things and they have left. The same thing that happened to the Russians. Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan. After many years, they left. NATO came. After many years now, they are leaving. Have they defeated Taliban? The answer is no. Taliban is rising every blessed day, and they will take over. Therefore, it doesn't matter what you do. It takes an ideology to defeat an ideology. It takes the religion that is Biafra to defeat, of course, the ideology, the very murderous ideology that is Boko Haram. My credentials are verifiable, according to Buhari. He said his credentials are with the Army War College in America. Army War College in America have now said they don't know who this man is. He never went to school in America. That is the thing. Do you see why some of you love lying? Because all your heads of state, including those that claim they are your elders, they are liars and cheats. There is something about Nigeria and lying, the zoo itself. There is not something about the zoo and lying. Something about the way you look at the truth and you twist it upside down. Journalists are the ones publishing Buharism credentials. All they could have done is to go and investigate. They never investigated until ordinary people decided to ask questions. Buhari, where are your certificates? A former military head of state, he's a major general, not battlefield accredited general. He only attended 6 months course. Now he's a general, only in the zoo called Nigeria. Former head of state and presidential candidate of the APC in 2015 poll, General Muhammadu Buhari, has said that his credentials are verifiable, in spite of the fact that he does not have them at hand. Where are your credentials? Buhari said this yesterday in a statement signed by the Director of Publicity, Buhari 2015 Support Group Center, Dr. Chidiya Madueque. Only an Igbo person can do such stupid job. Only an Igbo idiot. It was made available to a newspaper in Abuja. According to Buhari, the controversy over the propriety of his credentials is a non-issue on the grounds that his antecedents and integrity are impeccable. That is not the question. The question is, where are Buhari's certificates? Nobody is questioning his integrity or his skill as a dictator. We are asking, where are his certificates? As simple as that. The statement reads in part, the online controversy is uncalled for because General Buhari is a man whose antecedents are well known. His integrity is not in doubt. He is known for transparency and due process. We are in an age of search engine. Any effort to Google General Buhari's credentials will yield the required results. Yes. And those results are that Buhari is not as educated as we claim he is. Buhari did not go to school. The British brought him to a war school here, not a war school, in fact, to a man of war, the same man of war you have, for 6 months training. And then after that, one day he became a general. When there are people who have gone through every military academy, but because they are Biafrans, they never quite rose to that very office or being referred to as a major general. But Buhari, this is the thing about Islam, two-faced, the same thing that some idiots have brought to Biafra. You can lie your way to relevance. He thought that by lying, he would get away with it. We live, as he said quite rightly, in an online age. There is nothing that is hidden. If you lie, we'll find you. If you're a credit card fraudster, we'll find you. Anywhere you are, no matter what you're doing, we are bound to find you. This is Radio Biafra. I must take some water. My throat is very, very dry because I have very severe flu. I never do when I'm broadcasting, but I have to today. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. Buhari has been caught lying. On Atwasi, he has been caught lying. And people must also understand that anybody supporting APC and Buhari is a liar.
a cheat and a deceiver. They want you to follow somebody who is a supporter of Boko Haram Islam, using the name of Biafra. Afanifere wants a bleak future. Renewal group of Afanifere, they call themselves ARG, Afanifere Renewal Group, has warned that it is urgent that measures are taken to curb the dwindling state of the zoo economy. That if care is not taken, things will implode in the zoo, as we have been warning. Of course, everybody listens to Radio Biafra. Once they listen, they try to present the news in their own way. But we continue to set the pace. This is the largest broadcaster indigenous anywhere in the world. The largest by none, with millions of listeners right across the face of the planet. People don't call us in the open sometimes because they are shy, because they are afraid. But we have listeners right across the face of this planet. The only indigenous broadcaster that can boast of such resume. We are not Buhari that lie. Afanifere Renewal Group is now saying that the zoo is heading towards economic doldrums. Addressing a press conference yesterday in Lagos on the state of the nation, Afanifere, which is Yoruba Group, Renewal Group National Chairman Mr. Olowale Oshun, expressed worry that is faced with a depressing economic outlook because of dwindling revenues, corruption, and heavily flawed and extravagant budget. Jonathan is presiding over destruction. That is the truth as well. He added that worse still, divisive politics is now so pervasive that the concept of a free and fair election in 2015 is looking more like a mirage, especially the way the Independent National Electoral Commission INEC rating has plummeted in recent times. How we navigate 2015 elections is the reality of this context will determine the country's survival. The zoo is finishing off because you cannot hold elections in Borno, in Adamawa, and in Yobe states. If you cannot hold elections in those states, there is no way you can elect a president. It's as simple as that. It is not of our own making. The zoo is collapsing by its own accord. This is 2015. We must not let our American friends down. We want their prediction to come true, and every genuine and resolute Biafran must make sure they do all they can to ensure that the zoo comes to an end. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, we are live and direct. This is our PM edition of the 1st of January 2015. We are live and we are direct to the entirety of humanity. Very shortly, our line shall open. Please, if I'm sounding slightly coarse, it's because I have one almighty flu. I came back from Biafra land. I came back from Africa that is very, very hot, into a climate where it is snowing. And it's been very, very hard on me all this while. Just the past few days, actually. But we have managed to continue broadcasting with it because we have to remain very strong and resolute. They call this one man flu here. It doesn't come after small children or women. It's for men only. Those who are here will understand. The Pan-Yoruba Association, Afanifere Renewal Group, they have continued what they were saying. They have warned that given the drop in the price of crude oil, 24 states may not be able to pay salaries next year if the structure of government bureaucracies is not changed. As we warned you, they have not paid you in the last year, 2014. Now we are in 2015. You are not likely to get paid. Now, what is the solution to this very problem? The solution is a revolution. Without a revolution, you will never survive. That is what everybody is saying. They need a revolution. The group said in the report on critical review of Nigeria's economy and political governance in Lagos on Wednesday, the report which was signed by the group's national chairman said that public expenditure went to the servicing of bureaucracies. Public expenditure was used to pay Jonathan's friends, to pay those of them importing finished product, which is crude oil. They have refined it abroad and bringing in petrol. They can't refine oil. They refine oil abroad and bring it in. You still pay them subsidy on top of it. The height of idiocy, if you ask me. At least, even Yorubas are now beginning to understand. People listen to Radio Biafra. They know how serious things are. They know the zoo is coming to an end. And there is nothing anybody can do about it. NATO has formally ended its 13-year combat mission in Afghanistan. International troops were sent in following the September 11 attacks in 2001 to prevent Afghanistan from becoming a safe haven for Al-Qaeda and to reduce the strength of the Taliban. NATO's presence has now come to a formal end with the flag-lowering ceremony in the capital, Kabul. The handover was held at an undisclosed location because of the threat posed by the Taliban. Even America is hiding. They can't do anything in the open. They are hiding from Taliban. They are running away. The same way that the zoo cannot, anything we tell you is gospel. We told you before that the zoo can never, never defeat Boko Haram. We told you that before. The zoo can never, ever defeat Boko Haram. America did not defeat Taliban. Taliban, they are almost the same. Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and Boko Haram, ISIS, they are one and the same. They come from the same place. If you don't know what you're doing, you'll be sucked in by it. These are the people that Ndiyo Shinandiama, claiming they are Biafrans. These are the people that they want us to go and join. Some people are operating a fake Biafra radio online. They are using people to propagate a fake radio station. That is not Radio Biafra. Our WhatsApp people has given them money. They are very desperate. And as soon as the immigration officers find them in Europe, that they'll be deported. All these criminals of APC. They are setting up online radio stations claiming they are part of Radio Biafra. No, they are not. There is only one Radio Biafra. Not two, not three, not four. We are live at this minute. If you go to them, they can never be live. We are live and direct to the whole world. NATO's presence have now come to an end. Afghan forces have now taken responsibility for security on January, from this very day. 13,000 mainly U.S. troops will remain in Afghanistan for up to 2 years in training and advisory role, but the U.S. will still conduct counter-terrorism operations, and President Barack Obama has authorized the construction of some air and ground operations in 2015 to protect American interests. The Taliban is claiming the end of NATO's combat mission as a victory. I told you, they will win. Some of you don't know that America set up an a liaison office in Qatar to beg Taliban to come and discuss with them. Taliban did not go. America is today leaving. Taliban has won. As we told you, they will win. The same way we told you that Boko Haram will win until unless you fight for Biafra to come. If America cannot defeat Taliban, if America and NATO cannot defeat ordinary Taliban, if they cannot defeat ISIS, what makes you think they would defeat Boko Haram? Everywhere you have had Islamic fundamentalism, they have always succeeded. What makes you think that the zoo will prevail? That is why Jonathan is on a countdown to destruction. The only thing that can save us is Biafra. The president of the Christian Association of the Zoo, CAN, Ayo Olusegun-Ofor, the man with $9 million in his private aircraft. You know, people don't have any shame. They'll still come out and speak. He has said that despite the lingering insecurity and declining petroleum prices, 2015 will usher in enduring socio-economic revolution. The cleric said, contrary to widespread view in the political arena, that 2015 general elections will be marked by unprecedented crisis. The country will emerge stronger and march determinedly towards the manifestation of his destiny, while urging Nigerians, especially Christians, not to despair. Research therefore asked the people to support their leaders, especially in prayers this new year. Our own leaders, they're not supporting anybody. They are stealing the money belonging to the people. So how can you support somebody stealing your money, not paying your wages, not paying any salary? How can you support such a person? That is the reason why, even in the house of God, in Christianity, you have more criminals than normal people. Asking you to pray for the same person stealing your budget. How stupid can that ever be? This is the same man with private jet. He's a Christian, but he has private jet. He's a Christian. Jonathan gives him money to go and bank abroad for him. And he claims he's a man of God. Our people are indeed very, very daft. That is why most of them will send their children to call Radio Biafra and pretend they are Igbo, they are listening, and ask us to close down. That nobody likes you. Who told you that? Have you been to my wall to start with? Do you know how many phone calls we receive every blessed day? Do you know how many men we have under our command back home on the ground waiting for our command to unleash hell? You don't know. When that time happens, I will ask you a simple question. We are more popular than Buhari, at least, on those serving him in Biafra land. That time you will know if people support us or not. Gunmen have invaded Kantoma village of Mangu, local government area of Plateau State, in the early hours of Wednesday, and in the process killed three persons. It has been reported that the gunmen who attacked the village were armed with machete. Have you noticed how there is killing everywhere in the zoo? Everywhere there is killing. According to him, suspected Fulani headsmen are fingered to be behind the killing. The Plateau State Police Public Relations Officer, Abu Emmanuel, who confirmed the incident, said gunmen stormed the village and beheaded a villager and carried the head away. This is happening in the place created by the British, people are now beheading each other. Even the so-called Christians are now engaging in beheading, even in some parts of Biafra land. That is very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad. There is a war between Plateau and Cross River States. Impossible. He said a detachment of mobile policemen had been drafted to the area to restore normalcy. We are appealing to the citizens of the locality to remain calm as the police is investigating the matter. The same police that will sell your child if you look away, as we shall report later on. Nothing is working in the zoo. Nigeria is a failed state. Nigeria was never a country. Nigeria is an amalgamation of people of diverse cultures. As I have asked them in England, can you show me the emir of London? Can you show me the emir of Norwich? Can you show me the Sultan of Liverpool? Why then, you claim you are Christians, you run secular government. Why then must I belong to a country where you have Sultan and emirs when you don't have the same thing in England? A very simple question, which they can't answer. The death and the mayhem, the destruction have continued. Following the controversies trailing the introduction of 70% tariff on imported vehicles, the Nigerian Customs Service has suspended with immediate effect the implementation of the new automobile policy, which started earlier this week. The immediate reversal was coming just a few days after the management of Nigeria Customs Service issued a circular dated 28 February with a number regarding the fiscal policy measures for the automotive industry. In other words, all the Igbo people, the Biafran people who import vehicles into the zoo, that they must pay double or quadruple the price they would normally pay. That is why they sent you to Lagos. Have you asked yourself why Port Harcourt Seaport is not working? Have you asked yourselves why Calabar Seaport is not working? Why must we go to Lagos to go and bring goods and services? It is the same Atlantic Ocean, the same water that went through Warri. The same water came via Port Harcourt. The same water came via Calabar. Why can't we use Warri, Port Harcourt or Calabar Seaport? Why must we go to Lagos? Therein lies the answer to our stupidity. We continue. Restore power to Maiduguri. Residents are now pleading there is no power in Maiduguri. Some residents of the Maiduguri metropolis on New Year's Day appealed to the federal government of the zoo to reconnect power supply to the city. The news agency of Nigeria is reporting. The news agency of the zoo recalls that electricity supply was cut in June. They thought that the best way to fight Boko Haram is by cutting electricity supply. Have you seen how foolish people are? That is how they think you can somehow defeat Boko Haram. That hasn't worked and will never work. Will never ever work. They should endeavor to restore electricity to the poor suffering masses in that part of the world. Imam selection as Borno gubernatorial candidate, PDP for that matter, is unacceptable according to some people. The selection of Muhammad Imam as the PDP, we are not interested in what they are doing in their politics. The zoo must come to an end. That is not a news worthy of Radio Biafra. We shall not read it. We're not doing anything with it. Child theft. Most of you don't know that they steal little children. They steal small children in the zoo. Today we are reporting a continuation of that very trend. Remember that Abia State is the number one in the whole zoological republic. Abia State is the number one child trafficking position or trafficking place in the whole of the zoological republic. A businessman or cattleman of Fusnam of Ndobu quarters in Ibodo, a Car North local government area of Delta State, has alleged that a divisional police officer in Ibodo area shot him for refusing to sell his newborn baby. A policeman shot somebody, the DPO shot a man for refusing to sell his own baby. Sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction. And people are still asking us, why do you want Biafra? They keep asking all these wretched questions. Very, very sad indeed. Ofuslam, who returned from the Federal Medical Center Asaba a few days ago for treatment, stated that the DPO in charge of Ibodo police station shot him for refusing to collect 550,000 naira offered to him so that he can forget the case of his stolen new baby at a clinic in Owerri, Olubo, where his wife Gloria put to bed. He told correspondents that on November 20, 2014, his wife gave birth to a bouncing baby boy in a private clinic in Owerri, Olubo. My wife told me that after her delivery of the baby, she went out to wash her clothes only to return and not to find our newborn. She said when she asked the matron of the clinic about the whereabouts of her son, she replied that she had sold the baby, as we could not offset their 60,000 naira hospital bill. This claim was refuted, as she later said she did not know the whereabouts of our baby. Do you think this is science fiction or strange story? No, it is not. This is the true story of what is happening in the Zoological Republic in Biafra land. If you don't sell your baby, we shoot you. In broad daylight, even the police are in on it. Can't you see why everybody will need to redouble their effort to make sure that Biafra comes as quickly as possible? This is 2015. We must rise to the challenge to stop such nonsense from happening in the future. The Naira closed the year 2014 on Wednesday at 181.50. In fact, the zoo Naira is at rock bottom. Naira is at rock bottom. 193 Naira to a dollar. Things are going to happen this year. The economy will collapse this year. It will collapse. I have a caller on the phone. If you wish, you can remain where you are or disengage and call us back once we finish our news presentation. The Naira is in the doldrums. The Naira is down, and we pray it continues to fall, because it will help us in our quest to destroy the Zoological Republic. We hate the zoo called Nigeria, and we want it to come to an end. We want it to implode completely and totally, and all evil people to perish in the process. That concludes our news presentation this morning. We are immediately moving over to our lines to see those of them who are there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Nnamdi Kanu. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Why do you want to know my name, you fake man?
Another idiot from everywhere, as I told you. They will keep coming this year. APC have sent them, and they will keep coming. And we have their numbers. And the number of this very animal is 0794110090. These are the people sent by APC. They have now turned their attention to try to disrupt what we are doing, and we are going to deal with them. I have given you his number. This is the number of the criminal. These are the people sent by Buhari. They have come. They are Igbo people fathered by Hausa Fulani. They are Igbo people, and they have come, as we know that they would. The number of this very animal is 0794110090. Now you see why it is important that we start the cleansing from within. That is the number of the animal, and our lines are now open. Our lines are open. Some of these criminals will come. Buhari APC has given them money. They answer to Biafrans, but they are not Biafrans, and they will do everything humanly possible to try to demoralize you. They will try to derail you. And some of you, unfortunately, may be able to fall for them. But those of us who are determined, those of us who are resolute, those of us that will never ever relent, we are here to make sure that Biafra comes. And most of them will not see the end of 2015. We can assure them of that. Our lines are open. Radio Biafra on Skype, and also Radio Biafra 1. We are also on our universal number, which is +44208133996. We are continuing our work. We are resolute and we are relentless. Please do excuse me. Let us go to the line to take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Good evening, sir. My able director, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, so is the whole world. Please go ahead.
Yes, my able director. Good evening, sir. My name is Benjamin Achi Ngene. I am calling from United Arab Emirates. And by the special grace of God, your humble servant, the head of the Biafran Volunteer Force in United Arab Emirates. Good evening, my director.
Good evening. Are you people ready? That's what I want to ask you. Are you people ready to go home?
Yes, we are ever ready to come back home as soon as possible. We are waiting for your final command. Since they have told us everything, not what we can say on air, sir.
Wonderful. But, sir,
I really appreciate your work. I just want to answer that idiot that just called now. That's why I...
Don't answer. Hang on, please. Don't answer him live on air. I have given all of you his number. You will know what to do. If you want to advise him, his number is +44 79 411 00970. These are the APC people. They're from APC, part of the Buhari campaign. They are coming out. Their mothers were wayward harlots pregnanted by WhatsApp people. They have come out to try and stop us. And then we must teach them one lesson they will never forget. Please go ahead.
My director, thank you very much, sir. Your humble servant is here to just even share my mind to all our Igbo, all our Biafrans all over the world. As many as all the Biafrans all over the world know the reason why you are crying. We don't know that you are the voice that are crying in the wilderness. As of John the Baptist before Jesus Christ, you remain our Messiah. But I believe that they don't know. Then we, the volunteer forces, I can assure them, whether they like it or not, Biafra is coming to stay. The United Arab Emirates, with its members here under IPOB, under Radio Biafra London, we are 100% ready to come down and destroy any destroyable thing against the restoration of Biafra. We are not begging them to not mess up. Let them keep up messing up. Then we are out for them under your command. So whoever that can call you by your name or can't even respect your person and come on air to do any rubbish, let him keep wait for us that we are coming. Thank you, my director. And thank all the every members of the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. As I said earlier, please, if you want the number of this very idiot have announced it, you try and get it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Kennedy Titus, calling from Istanbul, Turkey.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I am very, very angry for that stupid boy that called you now.
You don't have to be angry.
You know,
you don't have to be angry.
I am angry. I am really angry. And I stand as a servant of God Almighty to curse him, and I curse the land where he stands to make that call. May death visit him on our way from this moment henceforth. He will never live to see this Biafra come. He will never live to see this Biafra come. May death visit him on our way. May he suffer and die wretchedly, since he is enemy of progress. He will never live to see tomorrow. May death on our way from heaven locate him wherever he is. As angel of God pursue the spirit of Asmodeus, may angel, the same angel, pursue him wherever he is. He will never sleep this night. Death will visit him, since he is enemy of progress. The way we are suffering, we are here cold. If I tell you the place I am now, I'm in my house. Cold all over. I want to go back to Biafra land. And this stupid person is calling you Nnamdi Kanu. Why do you want to know his name? He is a stupid and wretched man, and will die wretched. He will not live, and his children will never live to see Biafra. Death visit him, I decree. So shall it be his life.
He said, thank you very much.
You understand? Director, I am very, very angry. Director, if I can have this guy number, I will call him. And I will call him and I will curse him. He will remain cursed all the days of his life.
I will announce his number once again, that people may not come on air and tell him what they think of him. You can call him and tell him. And
please,
welcome.
Call his number, please.
Of course, I'll do so. I will announce his number live on air. These are people claiming they are Biafrans. Their fathers have compromised working for Awosaful and they are slaves. They are slaves and they want you to behave like their fathers. And we are saying no to that. His number is +44 or 0044. This is the imbecile that called 794-114-110-970. That's his number. And we are going to teach him one. We'll find him in England. And we'll tell them we have mad people here as well. They will no longer go scot-free, wherever they are. Wherever they are, we'll find them. That is why we have Biafran families all over the world. This is Radio Biafra. The person on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Give us your name and where you are, please.
The Messiah of our own time.
You are kind. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is, once again, Enemark. I'm calling from Germany, UK here. I'm based in Germany, but I'm still on holiday. Director, please, I just want to correct one impression. I know that this first caller want to destroy today's...
That's what they're doing. And we'll not discuss him, please. And I beg everybody.
Exactly.
Please. I will give, intermittently, I will give all of you his number in case you want to know where the Awasa bastard comes from or who his father is or who he calls his father.
Exactly. This is what I wanted to say, Director, because I don't want that this particular idiot. Director, many things I see to come. Think of when it is one rich man or maybe governor or minister just pick call like this and distract. What do? If this guy now can be nothing, can be even a barrel pusher or just somebody, nobody else, just speak to, just try to distract what we have in plan. So please, I want to tell the Biafrans this evening, please. We should forget about that call and focus the most important thing and the important issue to discuss. Please, that's what I want to say.
And
God bless you, Director.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. We no longer, of course, we're not discussing this very full. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you? No, they are busy. I think they're in a meeting somewhere. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are opening. We are also on Radio Biafra as well. Radio Biafra 1. They are not paying attention. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? That is the thing about them. Some of them call and they are unable to say anything because they want to have their, I don't know, to say that they have managed to get through to Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. And this is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are on the face of this planet, we envisage to face as more challenges as possible this very 2015, because the enemies of Biafra, those of them who we are fathered by Awasa Fulani, they will try the best they can to derail our movement, but they will fail. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. I am going to the caller on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, my director. Good evening.
Good evening.
Sunday Okechukwu from Congo DRC.
You people are strong.
I'm from Ibaku in Anambra State of Biafra land, but I exercise in Congo DRC. Good evening, my director. Good evening, all Biafrans worldwide. I say Happy New Year to all of you. A year we are going back to our home. My director, I want to emphasize on what is happening in the zoo about all the vagabonds that are sponsoring Boko Haram from Igbo land. So let me call it from Igbo land. Those idiots that are sponsoring the leader of Boko Haram, the one that is massacred their people during Nigeria-Biafra war in Owerri, and today they are sponsoring them. And the man, the leader himself, is attacking the federal government of the zoo. Why are they killing his members, Boko Haram? But those vagabonds in Igbo land, those stupid, idiotic ones in Igbo land, their leader, Col Wazurike, can send them out to go and evangelize for Biafra. And he also will send the zoo government to go and kill them. Those that call themselves Ohaneze Ndoshi or Ndago, how many times have them talked about the death of Biafrans? Uwazurika has massacred Igbos, Biafrans. More than thousands of Biafrans have died under Uwazurika in the name of Biafra, and the flooding Biafrans worldwide. And our people, those who have no shame on their face, are now supposed to do Boko Haram, to come back to destroy the remaining one. Where they have still the remaining ones, and those vagabonds are there giving their money out. Now we are talking about Biafra, and they are there supporting Boko Haram. None of them want to come out. Secondly, all these killers in Igbo land, as you say, my director, there will be no mercy for them, even their family. Because if there is a mercy, when we come back in that land, there will be trouble. Because that blood still remains in the land. There will be total cleansing. Anyone that finds fault, the whole family will follow them out of this revolution now. All of the vagabonds, Igbos, that refuse to support this struggle, please, my people worldwide, I want all of us to look into this. Because in Congo, where I am today, many of them is in mourning, but none of them want to come out. Many of them, they are in the mourning. None of them want to come out. If you meet them, they will ask you to go and fight. When you start, we are coming. Who will bring the money that we use to buy even, or let me say, after the first battle to start it? Is it not human being that will bring the money out? But they will ask you to go. Some will say that I am looking money to start business. Some will say whatever they like. What I want to say tonight, please, Biafra's worldwide, because I know that they are everywhere. Let there be aware that when after this revolution, after this struggle, that they will never enter Biafra land without settle this war. None of them will enter Biafra land. Let us put after this, there will be somebody who will be marking all these stupid outside countries. Especially people in this Congo, even neighboring Congo, Angola, they are the same thing. Go to Angola, you will see what they are using, what they are doing with the money. But when they come out to say their mothers in the village street, they refuse. See what happened there 4 years ago or 3 days ago in the other state. Five Boko Haram with stick and lashes called the village captives. And they are talking rubbish everywhere. Talking rubbish. Talking about their property in Lagos and Abuja. I pray that this revolution will destroy everything in the zoo. Let me know how they will go and claim all those property they are talking about. That property that is holding them to come out to fight for their fight. I pray that all these things will destroy within this period of revolution. I'm not happy over what is happening because of this vagabond, that Boko Haram in Igbo land. All these stupid Igbo people, especially these people that are supporting Boko Haram leader, for him to enter the city again. Thank God that the man that on the siege is an educated man. He's one thing or the other now. He's now going out for the president. How can he enter the city without a certificate? Common first living certificate, nowhere to be found. And those stupid people there, bringing out their money to support them. But we are suffering. We are looking money for we to set ourselves free. Our mothers, our brothers, our fathers in the village, for we to set them free. We are begging money. What they are doing is for us to go and steal or to go and begin to rob in like Boko Haram. Because they have started robbing in the north to purchase their ammunition. And now, no way for them to rob again. The bank, there's no money in the bank for the north for them now to rob. All these stupid wars in the world are going to be now bringing out their money for them to go and buy their ammunition. Director, let our people begin to look this name of this stupid world that are supporting this man. We don't need these people in the Biafra land. Let their names bring out so that their family will be just out of that country called Biafra. We don't need such people in that land. Thank you, my brother, my sister. Let me raise my case for now.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I think he was so upset. He meant to say, brother, this is Radio Biafra. We are continuing. You must forgive me. You must pardon me. My voice is not as great as it should be because ever I will say ever since I came back, but I think the hot and cold weather, they have not actually agreed with me. This is Radio Biafra. There are people asking once again for the number of the APC vagabond. We should announce it immediately. You must forgive me, please, as I said earlier. I have one almighty flu. You must forgive me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The one on Skype, stay where you are. Both callers on Skype, remain where you are. Radio Biafra 1 and Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Chiamu Okafor.
Chiamu Okafor, thank you very much and welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
I'm calling from Malmo, Sweden.
From Malmo in Sweden. You're welcome and the whole world is hearing your voice. Please go ahead, including Obama. Go ahead.
Okay, Director. Happy New Year.
The same to you. The same to you.
Director, what's my contribution this evening? It's about the first caller that called. Actually, the audience that we are giving to that first caller, I think we have to drop it because these people are distracting us.
We have dropped it. We have dropped it. Honestly speaking,
yeah,
we have dropped
because,
it.
Because what I'm seeing now is that this is what they want to achieve, and it seems that it seems like they are achieving it.
No, they are
they
not.
Want us to derail what we are doing. No, I start looking at them. These people are nothing to me. Because, you know, when he started, when that first color cord and dropped, I was surprised, because I didn't listen to what he said very well. I'm sorry for the background.
It's understandable. So, there are children. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I was surprised even when, I would not like our people to concentrate on that. Vagabond, as they call him, or idiot. Let us leave these people, because I have been telling our people at home, especially this Christmas, that Radio Biafra is now on air, on FM. I don't want them to start listening to Radio Biafra, and what they will be getting is one stupid person calling, and we are chasing that stupid person. Let us leave these people and just forge ahead in what we want and in our goals. Because this is what they want. They really want to distract us. And they are achieving what they want.
No, they can't.
Please, my only plea is that we should leave that person and continue. Because I want to hear something from you. And not these stupid people that wanted to distract us. And they are getting what they want. Director, thank you.
Thank you very much for your call. I accept it wholeheartedly. There is a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? On Radio Biafra, can you hear me? The caller on Radio Biafra on Skype, can you hear me? They're not saying anything. They should try and call. That's the problem we've been having with radio because it's over congested. It is too congested. When people call Radio Biafra, it's always congested. It's too many congestion. In fact, it's frozen. Radio Biafra is frozen, but we'll come back again. The caller on Skype on Radio Biafra 1, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, I can hear you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please go ahead.
Yeah, happy New Year.
The same to you. Please don't make any reference to the first caller. As we have said, they are irrelevant. Please go ahead.
Okay, sir. My name is Onyema Uwamunama. I'm calling from Switzerland. Director, there is one thing I want to contribute, sir.
Go ahead.
I want us to now start at least something you did before. By who cause you ask him, do you belong to any family in anywhere you are, and maybe have you paid for your defense fund? I want this to be start, please. I want this to be start. Anybody that calls, you ask him, where do you belong, and have you paid your defense fund? This is what I want you to maybe start doing. Please, let our callers at least reduce somehow, please. I'm sorry for the cough. This guy is terrible. The whole road is very, very bad. on oh, no, London. They are not bullshit.
They are not important, my dear brother. Thank you very much. You've accepted your advice. Very
thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Our work is relentless from all over the world. People call, including Congo DRC. We are the only people capable of capturing such global audience on a worldwide scale. This is Radio Biafra. People want to listen to us because here, this is where they get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Truth is life. That is why we are still strong and moving when others are crumbling around us. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? On Radio Biafra, can you hear me?
This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Turn your system down if you want to speak to us. Turn your system down. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Okechukwu Madu.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dakar.
Are you part of the family in Dakar, Senegal? Are you one of us?
Yes, I'm one of I'm among.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I just want to thank you for the good work you are doing and so many things, you know. So we appreciate it and don't mind that stupid man.
No, we don't want to discuss the fool anymore, please. We don't want to draw attention to somebody. When somebody is supporting Buhari with no certificate, what do you expect? Of course, there are fools in the Nigerian Nama. When you have people, despite owning 95% of the oil wells, they still go about driving cattle from place to place. How can you respond to them? They are irrelevant. We don't want to talk about them, please. You must bear with me. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, Director.
Good evening. Turn your system down, please, if you can, so that the whole world can hear you very, very well. Your name, please, and where you are. We are Radio Biafra, all over the world. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, my name is Chijoke Nwajako.
Chijoke, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Dakar in Senegal, very, very strong. Senegal, Basilike, they are very, very strong, my goodness me. Very, very formidable. Good Lord, have mercy. Very formidable. Go ahead.
I'm from Imo State.
Thank you. Thank you, go ahead.
Leave that first caller. The guy is very stupid, but it's not what you're going to talk about. So I want to thank you for your efforts for this new year change in Biafra land. Our work, our achievement of this year shall be established this year. The Israelites must go. So we are going to go. So we are going to be free in the name of Jesus. I believe in the people that are security doing the job. So we have come to stay and we must stay in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much. Our work is relentless. I have called back Senegal and UAE. I have called down the formation in Senegal and UAE. Every help must be channeled towards the people responsible so we can secure all the affairs and everything. And also the family in Lagos, the Biafran family in Lagos, I am sending two people to you people. I can't announce who they are on the air, but be prepared. This is 2015. Work every blessed day. Action every blessed day. The family in Lagos, you must prepare. I am sending people to you. Those of you in Senegal, prepare to come home. I have told you before, I won't keep announcing it. UAE the same. I want the head of the army in UAE with our coordinator there to make all the final preparations and communicate to me direct. I will tell you the channel with which you can get hold of me. We need to streamline. I've told you before what I need is 15 men. The rest will stay in reserve. They are coming later. 15 initially and also 15 from Senegal. We made a promise and we must keep to it. It's very, very important. It is better for us to do what we say we're going to do and for people to disappoint us than for us not to do what we are supposed to do. Very, very critical. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us from everywhere around the planet because we are number one. Nkisi Zikanyebo, the caller who happens to be on Radio Biafra on Skype. Can you hear me? Amy is on Radio Biafra. One, stay where you are. Don't disengage. The caller on Radio Biafra, if you can hear me, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, good evening, my director.
Good evening.
Yeah, I'm Franklin Okwara. I'm calling from Saint Gallen, Switzerland.
Thank you very much. Switzerland is becoming even more stronger than I had ever hoped. Both their men and their women, very, very strong. Chukwu Abiyama is your God. Please go ahead.
Amen. I'm really proud of you guys, what you guys are coming up with. I've been here for over 10 years and I know the struggles we are facing here. So I happen to be a member of the Masob movement back in the days in Kaduna. It's only those that didn't live in the north that would be questioning some of our movements, you know. But I was born and brought up in Kaduna. I grew up there. I saw all the riots there. I fought part of them. And though somebody said you must ask every member if they are a member of a family. Though I don't belong to any family for now. But I just happened to start listening to Radio Biafra because I was looking for the link for a very long time.
Which part of Switzerland are you in?
St. Gallen.
St. Gallen. I don't know if you have a family in St. Gallen. I need the Switzerland coordinator or our European rep who is also in Switzerland to confirm if we have a family there, because you have spoken very intelligently. And of course, the question I have to ask you is, do you wish to be part of the family?
I wish to be part of the family 100% because I have parts of my family still living in Abuja and Kaduna, but we are gradually moving out of there because, you know, it's not easy for one to relocate, to move out of where you were born and brought up. But as it happens to be right now, we don't have any option than to move out and start thinking how we can go forward. And the only way forward is by having our own independence and as in having our own state, because once you're not accepted in a particular place, the best bet is you getting out of that place, dusting off your shoes, and trying to move forward. And the way forward, I think it's what you have organized and this very movement. And I seriously commend you. I praise you for what you are doing.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. We continue to grow every blessed day exponentially, as I say it, all over the world. Today you have heard calls from Congo, from Switzerland, a caller from Sweden, a caller from Istanbul in Turkey, and you know, Benin or Wasotho. We are formidable. And this year, this 2015, we have to prove to humanity that we have arrived.
Alright.
Would there be no need for us to go to newspapers and be begging them, please take 10,000 naira now, say that Biafra is now part of APC. Rubbish.
Exactly.
I said rubbish. We are not going to pay any newspaper to write about us. We are formidable. And people are joining this family from all over the world. I have a caller on Skype who has been waiting, this caller. If you can hear me, in the name of Chukwu Abiyama, please give us your name and where you are.
But I can hear you. My name is Chimezri.
Chimezri, thank you very much. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from London.
Happy New Year. The same to you, my dear brother. From the way you have sounded, there is no need for me to ask you if you are part of the family. I presume that you are. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm even more radical than you.
Excuse me, God. I have cough. This guy, you made me laugh. I love that. I want when people are more insane than I am.
What I'm saying, I love what you did this evening by cutting this idiot that called you. There's no need of wasting time talking to them, because they will never change. These people are full of jealousy and envy. Because what we are doing, there is a great progression. So they are not happy. The jealous and envy, that's one thing about typical, most stupid, typical Igbo man. So they will keep on coming up. They will not stop until even the day we will commence a match. They will still come. If you remember, you are a student of history. Remember what happened in 1966, where they are calling them, come back home. He will come back home. They refuse to come until they massacre them in thousands before they start coming back home. Before they didn't declare the war, because they just declared it because they don't have any option. So Igbo man is always like that. But one thing I'm telling you, this new generation is not like the old generation. We are coming. Nigeria will hear the sound of it. Okay. But what I'm telling you, the news is spreading. all over the world. I meet even the wrong Biafra. I meet the good ones.
This guy's making me laugh today, and I have code. You're meeting the wrong Biafrans, you said?
I'm meeting some wrong. I'm meeting the right. That's why I said I'm radical more than you. Some of them I met in a workplace. I tell you, do you believe in that? They say different kind of rubbish. I warn the person. Not if you see me, don't repeat that again.
My goodness. I love that. I love your radicalism. I love it.
So keep your own opinion to yourself, and I have my own opinion. If with the way they massacre Igbo since 1940-something, because maybe they haven't killed any of your brother or your uncle or your son or your daughter. That's why you're not even understand how painful other people that lose their children in the north.
But there's something you said, which I want us to discuss, you and I, which is very, very, I don't think people know this. You said that Ojukwu declared war because he had no choice. Do you know that?
Yeah, no.
So it's not like we planned to go to war. The only way to defend us is by going to war. Simple.
Yeah, of course. That is the only way to go to war. That's why they're calling Igbo people now. You should wake up. Nigeria will never change. Anybody that believes in Nigeria is a stupid man. Any Igbo man that believes, even there is no anybody in Nigeria called Nigeria that love Igbo man or love the Biafra. Even the one that you eating and dipping your hand in the same pot. One day he make a comment that you know that this guy didn't even like me as a Biafra. So because of money, Igbo have allowed the money to overrule their conscience as a human being. And I hope they will wake up to 2015. There's no way they will not stop. They will keep on coming. Expect more to come. Expect more idiots to come with the envy. They will still come. But there's one thing I don't want to say it already. I don't want to say it in the public media. If they didn't do such a thing in Igbo land, this thing will continue.
Which is cleansing. We believe in it. We believe in cleansing.
We need to deal with all this. We need
to cleanse the family. Or else, you will have them. They will run to Sokoto. From there, they'll be saying, oh, support APC. Oh, don't support them. Oh, those children, they are rascals. And I'm asking you, how can you say we should belong to Biafra in the morning, in the evening, you're asking us to join APC? What type of human being are you? God, the mad hell.
If you watch AZD film, if you watch that kind of man, you know that man, the picture showed you that he's a man, he's a very, very crafty and truth connived human being. So what do you expect from him? Maybe he want to swallow the money that I gave to him. So he have to please his master by telling him, John, please, Johnny, Bo, Johnny. Because if he didn't say it, the master will say, vomit all the money that we gave to you. So you have to say it. So they be my director, Owa. We stand by you.
Of course, I know that. Yeah. I know that. May Chukwa Biama bless you immeasurably. And all Biafrans around the world, those of you in Congo, the ones in Malaysia, is like my love affair with Malaysia is coming back. Bit by bit. But we have forgiven them. They cannot be instrumental in the destruction of something that all of them suffered and built. I remember those arrested for coming to our meeting. We must remember them and go ahead and make sure that this 2015 is critical. Malaysia, very, very important. You must not allow your status to be usurped. I have a caller on Skype. I believe this is our overall national in Switzerland to bring a measure of clarification to our brother that rang earlier, lamenting he is not part of the family but would like to be part of us. Can you hear me, Abanyim?
Yes, Mazi, director. Good evening.
Chukwa Biama is your god. Please go ahead.
Thank you, my director. Happy New Year to you.
The same to you and your wonderful family. I was in your house when I was in Switzerland preaching this very gospel.
That's true. And that built our confidence. The whole family is behind you and we are ready to do anything it takes to get Biafra.
My regards to your beautiful wife and your lovely children. Please go ahead.
Thank you, my director. Regarding the caller from St. Gallen, we have a family in Zurich. It's not too far from St. Gallen. We have somebody, Mr. Oluchukwume, who called you, I think, 2 days ago.
Yes.
He's been ministering and he's been evangelizing in Sengalen. He lives close to Sengalen. And we have few people that can join him when he's going to Zurich. He's in Zurich zone because we don't have enough people already in Sengalen to form a zone. We are concentrating in Lausanne. The French part of Lausanne and German part of Lausanne. We have two Lausannes in Switzerland. So our main task beginning of this year is to make sure that a zone is formed in both Lausannes. Sengalen people can join Zurich. It's not too far away. And when we see that they are formidable enough, we can start starting something for them in Sengalen. But at the moment, I encourage his brother to join people in Zurich when they are going to their meetings. He can contact us. If you go to our Facebook page, my number is there. He can call me and I'll give him direction how he can get to the coordinator of Zurich and join them in their next meeting.
Thank you very much.
Yes, we are doing our best in Switzerland to make sure that everyone is mobilized. We are leaving no stones unturned. And regarding the news of today, I want to tell you something about cleansing. If you have your Bible there, I would like you to read us Ezekiel.
Please, Abanyin, please do me a favor. I had some people, you were only feeding on one channel. People are inboxing me saying that your voice didn't come. Please recap very, very briefly what you said before. Please don't be annoyed. Just recap for us very, very briefly.
Yes. What I was saying is to the brother who called from Sengalen that he can join Zurich at the moment to attend meetings. It's not too far away from Sengalen, and we are concentrating our effort in making sure that new zones are formed in Lucerne, Switzerland, the German part, and Lausanne, the French part of Switzerland. That's our main focus this January 2015. And when Sengalen has shown us that they want to be a part of the family by having enough number and what it takes to have a zone, we are going to make sure that they have their own zone. But at the moment, we would like them to join the zone of Zurich. And for more information, you should go to our Facebook page, Biafrans in Switzerland, under Radio Biafra, and join, and you will get my number and all the information that I left there for everyone. Even today, I posted new information concerning the development we have in our struggle and the BDF, which is very important this time around. For all members who call themselves Committed Biafrans, they should make sure that their BDF is paid because we are soon going to transfer the money to Germany. We need money. We need money to buy weapons and arms to support what we are doing in Biafra land. So everyone who wants to join the family must make sure that our BDF is very pivotal at this point because the struggle has changed its face to a very serious one this 2015, and we are not going to relate our efforts to make sure that Biafra is restored this particular year. Thank you, my director.
And thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. That is our national in Switzerland. This is Radio Biafra from right across the face of this very planet. Please, you must forgive me if my voice is slightly funny. When you mention the minute, I've been drinking hot water since. It's Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, Uzoaka, calling from East London.
Thank you very much. You are one of us. Good evening. Go ahead.
Director, I really understand. It's very cold. It is really very cold.
It is.
I couldn't touch yesterday the eve for whatever. I couldn't witness because I was very sick. I thank God for making it possible for me to be among the living today.
My goodness. What type of flu is it? What type of strain is this one? You know, every year they release one special one. Maybe they were waiting for me at the airport with one special flu. As I came in, who knows?
I was even asking myself, I was thinking, last time we went to Uche my first son's birthday, the whole Biafrans, now Mamun Jackley, Uzoka Gammar. Now, Uzoka Gammar, where would I see them? There are no more here. They have already chosen the good ones. The only ones that left is the one that speak Ini, and I don't want to marry those Ini ones. My director, anyway, I heard the news you read, which everyone, each and every one of us knows that Buhari is not educated. And again, I want to bring this to your notice because our people, I said this initially, Igbos, I love Igbo people. We love our brothers. Once we are in Igbo, we love it because we are we embrace the truth. We know what is good. But notwithstanding, I do too difficult. I want to bring this to your notice because our people lack one thing. Every time you keep on remembering them, go home, go home, go home. I bet you time is near for we to stop reminding them to go home. What we should do is go inside Jigawa, go inside Potiskum, go inside and develop more and more. Stay there. Don't even think of coming home. Because our people, if you keep on every day here and they're calling them, asking them to come back home, they will think it's something of joke. I'm of the opinion that we should be asking them now, go to Maiduguri. They are inside Maiduguri. Even Alhaji Musa or Alhaji Dantata will even give you more land. Build more. Even get more estate there. I called a friend of mine was in Lagos, Chimezie, which I don't know if he's listening now because I have to talk to him for more than 45 minutes. I have to buy Leica number to talk to him. What he called me today is nothing.
Can you hear me? Oka, can you hear me?
Plot today. Can we divide it? I said, my friend, stop investing your money. Go to Anambra. He said, no, after 2 years, do you know what will happen? It will, he will even sell it 5 million. This is the mentality of people.
This is what I'm saying. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Move about a bit because your line is a bit digital. I can't believe I'm suffering.
Inside, buy more.
In London. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Buy more. Buy more. Don't even think of going home because our people lack whatever. How many Yorubas have landing in Anambra State or in Igbo land? None. The same house. The only people house are bringing for us is cattle and onions. That's the only thing they can easily give us. But our people here and there going to
I can't believe this. That even on the phone we have problem. One of Nenji is from Malaysia. He's on the line. Stay where you are. I'm going to the first caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. Okay, your line is a bit digital. You will call us back. Can you hear me? The caller on Radio Biafra 1.
Hello, Barata. That's me.
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Director. My name is Obumaya Kanga. I'm from Ibitomo in the state.
Are you part of, where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Greece.
Are you part of the family in Greece?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
Why I call, I like that boy called from, that our brother called from Senegalese. I know him very well. I was telling him about Biafra since all this while. He said to me that I should forget about Biafra, that Biafra cannot fail. But now I'm very happy that he already realized his mistake and come forward and accept that what we are doing is good. I am very, very happy. I am very, very happy for that. That's why I for him to call Brother Biafra and accept everything that I told him past, that he was telling me that Biafra cannot come, that I should forget about Biafra. But now, he has already realized his mistake. I'm very, very happy for him, that by the time he knows the truth, and the truth shall set him free. I'm very, very happy for that. That's why I was going to, that's really the only reason why I called. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. People listen to this very gospel. After a while, they are bound to change because we speak the truth here. Not tomorrow, we'll tell you to go and join APC, PDP, SFC. Rubbish. We have come for Biafra and Biafra alone. We have nothing to do with slavery to Awosa Fulani. Awosa person will not come to my house. Awosa Fulani are not my friends. Any of you that your father is a friend to Awosa Fulani, maybe your family has survived on Awosa Fulani contract. That is your business. People are traitors. As for us, our march is resolute and relentless. We are not going to stop. We can't stop. You get tired. But we never get tired. I am laid low with flu, the very worst kind of his type here. But we are still live broadcasting to let you know that nothing can stop us from serving our country. Nothing. Wananeji, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good morning from Malaysia.
And good evening from here. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director. Mechukwa ma bless you. Mechukwa ma chukwa biya magozi.
And you too. Go ahead. And all of you in Malaysia. All of you in Malaysia. Very happy New Year to all of you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Happy New Year, Director. Opulu na mbatari gavungozi.
You see?
Adamu haga apogi ilu. Iya ne jene kene jene oje ne jene afo ne jene ampo. Director, maka flu ine uko uwe nchoki ime. Opa ne rako ibeba onono.
Yes, they do.
Malaika, obni uwe mirako iba iti eni. Wele asesha piyulu waka kusigo zibo.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, so coconut fluid and salt.
Yes, you were there. You were there. Were such a pilgrim.
Wow.
Yeah.
My goodness, we are truly blessed. I shall do so. Thank you very much, please, madam. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. We are listening.
Director, we are still waiting for your command for which we come home.
Malaysia will be able to join us first week of February. I need only 10 people from Malaysia. I'm now saying this so that the Malaysian national will take note. Our Asia rep Lebedin will also take note. I need you people to prepare our men in Malaysia. Only 10 I need. They will be home on or before the end of the first week in February.
Okay, Director. This is what I want to say. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue. We are assembling the children of God from everywhere around the face of this earth. And also on the first week of February as well, we need Biafrans coming back from Democratic Republic of Congo. We also need those coming back from Benin Republic. Only 5 from Benin Republic. 5 from Benin Republic, please. And from Ghana, we need only 4. We want all the countries of the world to be represented, because you will come and then you will tell your people what you saw. You no longer have to rely on Radio Biafra. The same way that Malaysia will come down, you rely on the people you sent down to relay information to you, so that in your next life, you never have any need nor reason to doubt anything that we tell you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. And also, please, you must try and bear with us. My voice is not the very best because I have this almighty flu, and you must bear with me. I have been told what to do, and I intend to do exactly that. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please confirm your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, Director, good morning, sir, from India.
Thank you very much, and good evening from London. Go ahead.
Yeah, that is my Director. Our Director is very disappointing that you are having a little cough. But I call up the grace of Almighty Chukwu Abiama to take away that cough from you now, in Jesus' name.
He say.
Yes, Director, I am very happy for your broadcast this evening. And I don't just want to waste any time. My name is Ejimkonye Otujeme. I am from Olo, in Imo State, Biafran land. And I'm calling you from New Delhi, India. Director, I want to thank you for your good work and for all your efforts. So, Director, like you said, we are waiting. Most especially, I am waiting for your call. Director, I cannot even wait to see anything that is going on between our people who are mongering themselves up and down here and there, behaving as a coward. And not at them. I had many calls and say many things they want to say, but I stand with you. I'm still with you, Director. You can trust me, and you can also believe whatever I told you. Director, I am waiting for your call. You can remember I always told you this. Director, I am waiting for your call. And I think it's time for us to do something, because the year we are waiting for is at hand.
It has come.
You understand me?
And in the same vein, I will like you go and speak to our national in India. I want the Indian volunteers to also assemble, so I can give them a date that we expect to see them in Biafra land. I need all of you to assemble. I need to know how many of you there are. And you must also understand that we live in the bush. We don't stay in any hotel, no five-star hotel. We are the soldiers of our people, and we live in the forest. Very, very important you understand that. We want, because some of you are accustomed to regular light and everything, you are coming back to a place where none of those things will be available. But we shall take good care of each and every one of you. After all, I will not commit you to battle if I am not there myself. Everything I ask you to do, I will also do the same. Ask those on the ground, they will tell you, I lead from the front, not from the back. Thank you very much. Prepare our men in India, and I'll give you a date when you come back. Thank you very much. This is 2015.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. No more time to waste. We don't need to be wasting time. If your country is ready, you prepare, and your men will come down, I will give you a date, and then you will come down. We see how serious you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The one on Skype, remain where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The time now is approximately 9 p.m. here in London. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you all around the world. We are live. We are direct. Humanity is listening, including every head of state. Even Buhari is also listening as a former dictator. Can you hear me, please? Can you hear me? Call on the phone.
Yeah. Hello, Messiah of our old time. It's me, Ene Mark. Once again.
Thank you. Give me only 1 minute, please. There are too many people hanging on and waiting. Go ahead.
Exactly. Please, I just want to chip in for what Uzoka has contributed about these our people in North, Director. You see, if care is not taken, these people will be somehow obstacles for us when we march towards our enemies. Because I will not like in a case where our men, our soldiers in front, then this our enemy will use our people in North Philippines to come back from them first. Maybe our soldiers will like to shoot. They will say, oh, maybe these ones are from East, these ones are from Biafra. Well, let's look. Then these people will use this as an advantage to attack our soldiers. So what I'm advising and what I'm telling them, it will be like Kwambu Kwa Upana. So no mercy. So please, those ones that are still remaining there and refuse to come back, I mean, pity on them. That's what I wanted to contribute, Director. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much. I'm Echukwu Abiama. Also, bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, and the whole world is listening. This is 2015, a year of action. No longer too much theory. Am I here putting my name? Anything you can do, you do it. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. No, they cannot hear me. They are no longer there. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. I also have two people waiting on Skype. I'm going to one of them now. Can you hear me? The caller on Radio Biafra 1, can you hear me? Iwundu, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead. Confirm your name for us and where you're calling us
from. I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening from here. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Thank you very much, Director. My name is Nzoribe Iwundu. I am calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, Senegal. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Director, I want to thank you so much for the work you are doing for the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide.
Thank you very much.
I pray that Chukwu Abiama will bless you abundantly. And like I always tell you, Director, when Biafra is restored, we will build a house made of gold for you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director. I want to officially announce our meeting tomorrow, our family meeting here in Dakar, Senegal tomorrow. And I want to urge every indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, here in Senegal, all over Senegal, both Mbu, the people that is living in Mbu and people that are living in Chies, not only the people that are living in Dakar, because we are the only people that attend our meeting. Some of us that are doing business in Medina, they don't come to our meeting, and that is too bad. Last Friday, we did our last meeting of the year, and we celebrated, and people came in multitude. And I am urging every one of them that came to our last Friday meeting that we have not stopped meeting. We only did our last meeting of the year. That is what we did. So majority thought that maybe we'll stop with the end of the year meeting. Biafra is not a village meeting, neither a Nigerian meeting. We start every Friday is our meeting. We don't have a break because we've not restored Biafra. So I am urging every member of IPOB here in Senegal, wherever you live, whatever you are doing, this is the right time. Please, please and please, come out. We came out in multitude last Friday. I hope it's not because of the food that we ate, because if because of the food you've missed the target. Please, as you came last Friday, we want every one of you that has registered in our book to continue coming. And please, it's very, very important. When you are coming, come with your 500 cifa. We don't request much. It's more your weekly dues, and it's necessary because of that, you are listening to Radio Biafra today. So whatever you are doing, know that Biafra is paramount to us. And our defense fund here, people are not coming up. Please, I urge everyone living here in Senegal, please, we are begging you. We have men that has dedicated their lives. We have men that have bring out themselves to do this ultimate sacrifice, and most of you at home. Please, we are begging you, come up now. There is no time. Let's get this Biafra once for all, or we perish forever. Thank you, Director. This is all I have to say today. May God continue to bless you and your generation. Thank you, Director.
He say, thank you very, very much. Sneezing, everything is getting to the way, but we must continue our work, which is relentless, as we said earlier. I have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I do not know what is happening. Sometimes our lines get congested. Too many people calling us. We must look to decongest our lines. We must try and do so. There is somebody on the line, but they cannot hear me. I can see them very well. I've had to terminate their calls. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are, and you're joining us. We have come to the year that we said we must work very, very hard. We must be resolute once we determine. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please confirm your name and where you are. Turn your system down, please.
Okay, I have turned it down already.
Go ahead. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Nnamdi Lemchi. I'm calling from Malaga.
From Malaga in Spain. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director. I want to wish you a happy new year.
Thank you very much.
Director, also, for the one man who called from Switzerland, I just want to put some help for the man because I was in Switzerland for over 3 years ago before I come to this man. I want to tell the man, if they can be able to go down to Lausanne, French, that is where they can see a lot of Biafran people living in the Lausanne, French, because that is where they have a lot of population over there, because in the north side of Switzerland, there is no population of Biafran people there, but when you come down to the French side, there is a lot of population over there. If they can push down to over there, they can get a lot of people. Even me, I used to call some of people there over there in Switzerland, let them know, but some of them are carried away because they don't even know what is happening, but some knows what is happening, but some don't even know what is happening, actually. So, Director, but for everything, I wish God is going to help us to win this struggle, and we are must win this struggle. And I thank you. I wish you happy new year.
The same to you, my dear brother. The same to you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We are trying to take a call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me on Radio Biafra 1? Can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Confirm your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, Director. My name is Chinedu Okorie.
Chinedu Okorie, turn your system
from
down.
Morocco.
From Morocco, please turn your system down. Chinedu, turn your system down if you can. Turn it down.
Okay. Yeah, it's at the turn down. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please go ahead.
Okay. Director, happy new year.
The same to you. Same to you.
Okay. I feel very sorry for your cough. And
it's not just cough, you know. Before people say that that the director can't even handle cough. It's not cough. I have a flu. I have everything. I am sneezing. My nose is all blocked up. My throat is itching me. My eyes is very, very watery. But this work has to be done. Please go ahead.
I'm sorry for that. It's part of code. It's just because you change your weather. That's, you know, from hot weather in Biafra land over there in cold place in England, it must take change. Very sorry for that.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Turn your system down and go ahead, please. Go ahead. We are listening very attentively.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. Director, just want to see for a very good, hardworking, all people difference. And as you normally say, that Biafrans, we have a lot of people that were being fathered by so many Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, of which you know that very well. But I don't want them to a kind of disorganize you in whatever you do or in any time you on air, because that is almost what I sent for, as a satanic agent. Director, one thing again I would like you to do is this. You know, our people have something in them. And you know, in this life, apart from what they call Ebola and HIV AIDS, there are two kind of sickness that is worse in a human life. Hello, Director, are you with me?
Loud and clear, please go ahead. Don't Hello? Break. Yes, continue.
Okay. Thank you so much. Director, you know, every war, our people face two most dangerous sickness that can kill any human being. If it doesn't kill you, it disorganizes you, or it destabilizes you in a human, of which that is what is affecting our people right now. And those sickness are what? Poverty and the illiterate. Because of the war to loss during the war, what a World War and his people stole from the Africans after the war, it could make so many of us not to follow our education anymore. We face a kind of phase of hardship and hunger, of which we know, which dared with so many Biafrans. And that what makes us to look for food, or to look where to survive from every angle of any load that we can. And that what put us into buying and selling. And that buying and selling has went too much into our mentality that makes so many of us to listen sometimes like an animal. So many times I do listen what you say in the air, and I do listen to the news you read. Even to the last one that you read, that is some people from that the same Biafra, Igbo, that we our brothers, our forefathers, our foremothers and sisters, we are massacred. So many of our sisters were raped by this man called Buhari and Obasanjo and co. And people have the guts and the mind to give them money that are supporting them in their party. What a shameful act. That could make you reason with me that we are suffering a sickness of illiterate and the poverty.
Of course.
Hello, Director?
Of course, yes, of course, I can hear you.
Upon that, they still have that mentality to support their people, has not changed. But I know you are a godsend. No matter what they do, they cannot draw you back. They cannot withstand this very movement until. Me, myself, I have seen it so many different times. I claim I see Biafra. Director, I eat in Radio Biafra. I drink in Radio Biafra. I sleep in Radio Biafra. I'm one of your soldiers. I will not say anyone for this day, but every soon I will give you a call and I'll be coming to Biafra land. Anywhere you want me to work for the people of Biafra to make sure Biafra is rebelled from that hacking evil called Nigeria, we will be free. And we will be free indeed. But after so many times we did get calls from so many people, most of those Boko Haram APC, they do try to distract what they are doing, but never mind them. I never listen to them. They will do what they can, but they will not do anything. They cannot go any further.
They can never prevail. Thank
because
you very much.
Because if we call ourselves, yes.
My dear brother, please, 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 your line is a bit digital. Not as consistent as I would like it to be. Please do try and call us back before I go to the Skype to pick the person's call there. His name is Austin. Austin, remain where you are. Our head of Directorate of State is with us. Mazi Uchenna Siebu, he has an announcement to make and to speak to our people. They run this very movement on a day-to-day basis, no matter where I am around the world. And they are doing a very wonderful work. Can you hear me, our head of Directorate of State? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, Director. Good evening and Happy New Year for Spain.
Thank you very much. I wish you the same. Go ahead.
Okay, Director, before I go on, I must, as a matter of protocol, introduce myself properly. My name remains Mr. Uchenna Siebu. I am from Ihitenansa in Osu LGA, Onu Zone, Biafra Land. I reside here in Victoria, Spain. I remain a humble servant of the wonderful people of Biafra under the capacity of the head of the Directorate of State. I must say Happy New Year to you all, and may Chukwu Abiyama prepare you for the greater tasks ahead. This evening, I won't be taking much of your time. I will go straight to the business. One, I am making this announcement, especially the national coordinators all over the world. I want you to give me your listening ears. I want to tell you today, we are recalling our defense fund. But before we do that, I want you to put on hold of any transfer with immediate effect until I told you to do, I tell you to do so after our meeting on Saturday. One, I want this country to be at a last. If you have collected money from any Biafran, I repeat, if you have collected money from any Biafran under the IPOB worldwide, and one way or the other, you decided to abscond with this money, I want you to make that a fund with immediate effect. These countries are China, Norway, Finland, Czech Republic, Denmark, Spain, Sweden, and France. If you, as a national coordinator or a zonal coordinator, you have collected any money from a Biafran, one way or the other, you decided to be insubordinate to this struggle, and you refuse to refund this money. I want you to do so on or before the end of January. I repeat, if you have collected any money from a Biafran under the auspices of your zonal coordinator or national coordinator, and this Biafran is demanding for his refund, one way or the other, you refuse to refund this fund. I want you, for the interest of peace, for the interest of extending an olive branch, you have from now to the end of this month to make this refund. If you fail to make this refund, the Directorate of State will take over the matter, and you will be dealt with severely. I repeat, you will be dealt with severely. I want you to know what you are doing. We are not fraudsters. We are working for the indigenous people of Biafra, and as a matter of fact, if you are holding this money, just know that you are holding this money of the people who died between 1967 to 1970. We are not playing here. I will never abandon any Biafran that paid his defense fund under the instruction of IPOB. And as well, because the national coordinator said that he had some money, he wanted to abscond with it, we will never abandon such a Biafran. The IPOB worldwide will fight for you. I want you to know this. This is 2015. I want you to know that we are serious. I don't believe in empty threats. Uchenna Siebu never fears any empty threats. If you want threaten me, and I will tell you when I want to come for you, I will come for you. I don't believe in talking. China, I repeat, Norway, Finland, Czech Republic, Denmark, Spain, Sweden, and France, I want the national coordinators, the current national coordinators of these countries, to have meeting with immediate effect tomorrow with their continental rep. And I want them to report to me directly tomorrow. If you have paid your defense fund in these countries and nobody is refunding it to you, I want you to personally call the embassy number. You have it. I will publish it again this night on our RBL London. And I will pin it there for you to call the embassy tomorrow. Tell us your name, where you come from, where you pay this defense fund, so that we will start the procedure immediately. after our Saturday meeting with the members of the Directorate of State, I will be making an announcement on Sunday how all these funds will be recorded. But these nations I called, these 8 countries, their case is a special case. I will handle it personally from now till the end of January. Every other country on Sunday, I will be making an announcement how these funds will be transferred to our German account. I hand over to the director, I want to talk about the volunteers. Senegal and UAE, you are standby to leave on or before the 10th week of January. And I want all the national coordinators of these countries to report to their continental reps immediately. I want to hold an emergency meeting with these countries on Tuesday. I repeat, volunteers from Senegal and the UAE, you will be getting ready to go from now to the 3rd week of January. But before then, the national coordinators of these countries, you will have meeting with your continental reps, including myself, on Tuesday, so that we don't send vagabonds to Biafran land tomorrow you turn a tiger.
I like that.
I want you to
like that.
Always know that we are very, very serious. If you think you can go back to Biafran land and turn a tiger, you will miss your Waterloo this time. We are very, very serious this time. I won't be taking much of your time. I must say, Mechukwu Abiyama bless each and every one of you, and God will bless Biafra. Thank you, Director. I will be signing off from Victoria, Spain.
Thank you very much, and well spoken. That is our head of the Directorate of State who runs the affairs of the indigenous people of Biafra, ably supported, of course, by our COC. You have all heard the announcement, and we expect you to please oblige. The caller on Radio Biafra, can you hear me? The caller on Radio Biafra on Skype, can you hear me? The whole world is listening. This is 2015 and we are very serious. This year, everything we said must come to a head this year. Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? They can't hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good morning, Director.
Good evening from here. Give us your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra.
My name is Okechukwu Augustus. I'm calling from here in India.
In India, please go ahead. Are you part of the family in India? Are you part of us in India?
Yes, Director. By the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, I'm West Delhi coordinator here in West Delhi.
Thank you very much. We are everywhere all over the world. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank Chukwu Abiyama for your wonderful effort that you are doing, to the things that you are doing for the people of indigenous people of Biafra. And I want to wish you a happy new year and also your family.
Thank you very much.
I'm also want to use this opportunity to announce our emergency meeting later today by 4:00. I hope some of our members are listening this hour. I want them to all the whole indigenous people of Biafra IPOB here in West Delhi. We are having an emergency meeting today by 4:00 p.m. so that we can be able to proceed on for our own new year to iron things out and how we are going to move forward on our meeting. I urge every indigenous people of Biafra, even some of our brothers that are made today for evangelism, please, brothers, I hope you people are listening. Those ones that are made today, we are having a serious meeting today by 4 p.m. May you people to try to endeavor to attend the meeting today so that we can be able to proceed our own new year for all our programs and all the things that are about to come. Director, we will once again thank you for all your wonderful work that you are doing for our people, and I also ask Chukwu Abiyama to continue to give you the guidance and the protection in anything that you are going, and continue to give you more wisdom. In Chukwu Abiyama's name, I pray.
He say, this is 2015 and Chukwu Abiyama is with us all the way through. He's with us. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay. I wish you happy new year, my director.
Same to you, my dear brother. If cough will let me. Same to you. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Canada. My name is George Bewujo.
From Canada, please go ahead.
Yeah.
George, go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to comment on when I came back yesterday, I listened to the old program, and somebody was saying every coordinator should be given a percentage. I don't like that idea. I hope you shouldn't take that idea seriously, because it's not a good idea.
No, not at all. If you listen to the whole of the program, it is very, very clear. That is not something we subscribe to. We want people who are patriotic. We need those of us who are mad about our country. We need those of us that will give anything to ensure that Biafra comes. Therefore, there will be no inducement. There will be no incentivization. There will be no way we can bribe our people to do a work that heaven itself ordained. We don't do that here. This is Radio Biafra.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We don't have to do this, because anybody that is volunteering and doing one or the other is helping himself. Not every, you are helping other person at the same time. You are helping yourself. So another thing I want to say, like the $100 I pledged, I wanted to go and pay the money, but the bank asked me to pay extra $30 for that. So I don't know if there's any simple way to do it instead of paying extra $30.
You can pay via PayPal. You can pay via PayPal. You can use PayPal, and the amount is a lot more reduced. If you listen to that same broadcast of yesterday, the evening one, if I'm not mistaken, I think our COC did announce the email address of the PayPal. You can use PayPal. PayPal simply means if you have any card you can use to withdraw money from any ATM anywhere in the world, you can use it to go to PayPal and then make contribution if you want to. So if you go to PayPal, you'll be able to do so. And I think it is either people of Biafra. I don't want to get it wrong. Please, I need somebody to direct me. I know that the COC may be listening. I need the full email address of the PayPal of our people in America. We have given them that responsibility. USA and Germany, they handle our funds because they were seen to be loyal, to be hardcore, and to be determined. Please, the COC will send it to me. Go ahead.
Let them publish it so that it will be, so that we can copy it and use it to do it easier like that than to pay extra $30.
I agree with you. I will get the COC to try and get that very email address to me, that it may be announced and published if you're having difficulties having to send this very transfer. But of course, as our sister said, our chief finance officer, Nina Yanya, she said, if you know that this is just a one-off, paying $30 sometimes may not be the end of the world. But of course, I also do understand what other people are saying, that it is not the end of the world. What we need to do is to get every fund we can towards this very effort, that we can support our soldiers who are on the ground. And the best way to do it is to make sure that every penny gets to them. What we are going to do is to announce that very email address, the COC or the Asiebu Mazi Asiebu, our head of the Department of State, should please ensure that I am inboxed that same email address. I said it yesterday, but it's left my memory. You know, ma'am, maybe that is why. Please,
hello?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, so another thing I want to comment, say that at one point I want to make, every coordinators, at least IBOB family, is supposed to know every coordinator in each zone. They're supposed to know that person, and they have his CAP ID or email address. As soon as each zone contribute money, then we'll have somebody that will call each zone, know, have you paid the money? You know, not tomorrow, maybe some people, I think some people are paying money, but some coordinators are not paying the money into
that is,
the...
That is correct.
Into the...
That is correct. That is right. What we have identified in Norway.
Some people are paying, but some people are...
Hold on, please. That is what we have identified in Norway. We identified the same problem in Spain. We had similar problems also, I think it's in Finland and Denmark. There are some people who have not seen $5,000 in their life before. And all of a sudden it's £5,000. But we are reminding them that what they are doing now is exactly what their fathers did in 67 to 70. The money meant to procure weapons for Biafra were diverted, not by our Fulani people, but also by Igbo people, the fathers of these very children. And they are doing exactly something that their father did. They come up with all manner of excuses. That is the funniest thing about it. But we are telling them, as our head of director of state said, there will be no mercy. Not when you hear that. Oh, why are they doing such a thing? As barrister will say, the same devil now pushing you will not be there to save you. Anybody dealing with us will understand that we never ever give up. Ask Owasuike, he will tell you. We never ever give up. We continue until we win, because invariably we always win. And Biafra will come.
Serious on that.
Yes, I want to give you. Hold on a second.
They will say that they just want to talk.
George,
they can't.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
You please stop. Get a pen and paper ready. The Skype, sorry, the PayPal email address is people of Biafra, all one word. peopleofbiafra at gmail.com.
Hold on. At
gmail.com. Peopleofbiafra at gmail.com. That's all. Use it.
Okay.
And through PayPal, you'll be able to get a contribution to those of them in America who are taking care of that very purse.
Okay, peopleofbiafra at gmail.com.
That's correct. For PayPal, if you go there to PayPal and say, I want to transfer funds to this very account, put in peopleofbiafra at gmail.com and that's it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
I'm Mejuka Bambi with you. That is our coordinator for Canada. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Radio Biafra Skype line. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Give us your name, please, and where you are.
I'm Ndubeze Maduako.
And Ndubeze, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sharjah, UAE.
Sharjah in UAE. Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was the person that called some days back, and I requested for the number of the coordinator here. And you directed me to his Facebook page. I sent him a message in order for him to send me his number, but he hasn't gotten back to me. So I'm still waiting to hear from him. Yes, sir.
Okay. What I am going to do, let me see if I have it here. No, I don't think so, because even my phones itself were stolen. What I need you to do is to call the, you are in the UAE, so, and the coordinator for that very area is Emmanuel Otusoro. Please stay where you are, just remain where you are, and I will announce that very number to you. I want our COC, anybody who is nearby, to please give us IKK Chigu's number in the UAE, that our brother in Sharjah may be able to contact them. Or John Paul, where is John Paul? My phone was lost, I don't have their numbers anymore. John Paul, can you hear me? If you can, I need your number ASAP that I may pass it along to our dear brother. Please remain where you are, don't disengage. Or you keep listening to us, I will announce the number for UAE very, very shortly. I have a caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, hello, Director.
My dear brother, give us your name and where you are, if you may, please.
Yes, this is Prophet Callistus Dominic Okechukwu. I'm from Umukata in Olo, and I'm calling from India. Director, I want to thank you for marching our forward in 2015, as we promised. And I want to thank all the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide. I want to thank you, and I want to thank the COC, and I want to thank our commander of the state, our able man. And I also want to thank all the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, and I want to thank the people of Biafra here in India. Director, please, if you can permit me, I have just a place to, in the Bible, Jeremiah 29, to just read it out for my people, because
go ahead.
What we are doing now is a spiritual calling.
Divine prophecy being fulfilled in our lifetime. Yes. 2015 is
this key. This is a 2015. I don't like to be hearing any empty threat on here in Radio Biafra anymore, because the hour has come. When we talk about that we know God, we are talking about that we are children of Israelite. We say that we are Jewish. Can we follow the step of Jewish? Can we follow the step of Israelite? All the Israelites worldwide, they see that many enemies gather them round. We have many enemies. So this is the hour. Like when you come to Jeremiah 29, verses 9, I read, he says, for the prophecy, firstly, to you, in my name, I have not sent them, says the Lord. Some people are saying that they are coming for Biafra. They are coming to set people of Biafra free. I am telling all my people worldwide that these people are fake prophets. They are fake people. They are not coming to set Biafra free. I have never joined any organization of Biafra since I was born. Even when I was one of some of the West Africans, I was trying to done that, but my Lord said that no, the hour has not come. But immediately you come up, I joined the people of Biafra. I called my people and my friends, which I said that this is the man I was waiting. He has already arrived. As a great man of God here in Asia, and when you go down to the book of Jeremiah 29, the same 10, he says, for thus says the Lord, after 70 years, are completed at the Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, and my good word toward you, and will cause you to return to this place. Director, we have already crossed 70 years. Now we are almost 100 years amalgamation of Nigeria with British when they bring us together with our evil people. We just have a side patient to be waiting of what you go Abiyama is saying. When you scroll down in the 11, the same Jeremiah 29:11, he said, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. The thoughts of peace and not of evil. They give you the future and a hope." When you threw down a lamb to QF, he said, "Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. The hour has come so that the Lord Almighty can be able to listen to his people where he scattered us all over the world. We are saying that Israel is there. We are the Israel. We are the children of God. We scatter all over the world. But God said, when you scroll down in the same Jeremiah 29:15, he said, because you have said the Lord has raised up a prophet for us in Babylon. Who is that prophet? He's a prophet named the Carlo. Because you can stay any part of the world, you can hear his voice. Anywhere you are today, you can hear the voice of Nnamdi the Carlo. You don't know me, I don't know you. I am telling you what I heard. The voice was calling upon in the wilderness. Who? Let my people come together. The hour has come. The end time has come. After the resurrection of the Biafra, our Lord Yeshua will appear. He already here on earth. So any human being who is coming on this radio Biafra or who is coming up from east, west, north, and south to restore Biafra, please, if you know you are not ready to come to this stronghold, if you know you are not ready, please don't just come out. And all these evil people threatening Nnamdi Kanu, or like Dave yesterday, some people call that Nnamdi Kanu is defrauding a lot of people. I was laughing you. I don't even know what to say because by the time I wake my God, Chukwu Abiyama, the God of my ancestor, the creator of all universe, I am telling you, all your family will wipe away on earth. I don't care to know whom you are or whatever. The anger of God is here on earth. If you don't take time in this thing we are doing, if you people, these evil devils, not take time, I am telling you, when the anger of God will be upon your family, everything will wipe away. Everything will finish because my people have suffered so much. My people have suffered so much. No education, no hospital, no school, no road, nothing, nothing good. Anywhere in the world, my people are suffering. One thing in Igbo people, one thing in different people, when they're so poor, once they have a million in their hand, they think that the world is over. Forgetting that when you have the 1 million, God may destiny to be a 200 billion man. While you have only 1 million, you think you have anything. My brother have nothing. Let us prepare and go back to our ancestors' home, where they have prepared for us, where God promised in Joshua say, when God promised us that, I am taking you over. We will cross over today to this land of Jordan, where milk and honey will flow. Where are we today? We are living in different parts of the world. Without nothing on us, without nothing. This 2015, when you go to the Pentecost 26, 2015 is a jubilation. It's a jubilee. We must start with the jubilation because as we march and confront our enemy, I am telling you, they cannot do anything. Whatever you can do to contribute in this IPOB, to make sure that whatever we are doing, anywhere you are in the world, forget about hatred or whatever, be your brother's keeper. Let us have one another and let us love one another. I am telling you, God is with us. As a prophet of Almighty Everlasting Living God, the anger of God is here on earth. If you don't know that you are not serious about what you are doing, please get out. Don't stand on this road and don't distract any people. Don't just bring anything hatred among people of this Biafra. If you do your work, if you cannot get to the end, don't worry, there is no problem. God knows the heart of the people who is among this our struggle. May God bless Biafra. May God bless Nnamdi Kanu. May God bless his wife and his family. May God bless Omiomio, COC, all the people of the Jesus of Biafra, our sister named Nia, Barista Mambezo, all of every Jesus of Biafra. I also thank the people of Biafra here in New Delhi. I thank our national coordinator, PRO, all of them, Mazo Biora, many of our people. I thank every one of us here. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Chukwu Abiyama, Chukwu Okike. You have become our enemy. Nigeria can never do anything for us. Therefore, fear not. The hour has come. In the mighty name of Yahshua.
He said, there is nothing I can add to that. It is called QED in mathematics. Indeed, you are filled with the spirit of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Most people think that Biafra we help Bregu. And what has he able to make up and copy on Akoiri Akoiri? That's rubbish. Unless you have the spirit of God in you, you cannot do this work. There are many false prophets that we know. Some of you supporting Buhari, we know that very well. But there will be no mercy. I swear to you, there will be no mercy. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, this is Faith. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Director?
Loud and clear. Please proceed.
Okay. Thank you. My name is Faith Nkwanta, calling from Richmond, Virginia, USA. I'm from Asa in Abia State.
Thank you.
I'm just calling to thank Chukwu Abiama for your life, and I pray for you that your the flu that you have is gone right now in the name of Jesus.
He said.
Yeah. And I just also wanted to, there was a brother that called from Canada, was saying that they pay fee when you transfer money to, I think, you know, for transferring money to the USA.
Yes.
Yeah, in what is it? In PayPal, if you have a verified account and you want to transfer money to the US account, you don't have to pay any fee.
So PayPal is free, more or less, is it? If you want to transfer
money. If you have a verified account, like a verified bank account.
Yes.
Because on PayPal, you add your bank account and you verify it with PayPal, you can transfer money freely from your bank account to PayPal, like the email address from US, for free without paying any fees. So I just wanted to kind of give people that if they want to transfer for free, they just need to verify their bank account with PayPal. Once they verify it with PayPal, they can transfer to that U.S. Email address without paying any fee.
Very clear. And okay. I also understand that the verification process is not that difficult to accomplish, is it?
Yes. No, it's not. It's not difficult. All you have to do is just put your bank account, and it takes maybe a couple of days, business days. And they verify it, you know, they have to put some little deposit into your account. You have to go back and verify that deposit that they put. And then, you know, once they do that, you can then transfer from PayPal, your bank account to PayPal, email, any email address that is PayPal for free without paying.
I've done so. Even
okay.
I've done that before. Of course, I have a verified account with PayPal.
Okay.
Yes, and
okay.
You can send, literally, believe you me, you can send money to anybody anywhere in the world.
Yes.
You can, just using only their email address.
Yes.
All they will need to do is to pull that money and put it into your bank account, and that's all.
That's it.
Very, very easy and simple.
You don't pay anything for that verification. You know, they usually would take the verification amount that they deposit in your account back. But they just want you to write down the number that there was that was deposited into your account.
So there will be no fraud. What they're trying to do is to stop fraud. That's all.
Exactly. Basically. So that's all I just wanted to tell. Because I myself would love to save any money that I can. So I just wanted to let our people know too that it's free to do if you can verify your account. And also I just want to thank you so much and everybody that is working so hard. I can't wait to get Biafra so that my children can go home and I can go back home and just to be in my motherland, my fatherland. I just pray and I pray every day. I say, God, don't put me to shame because I'm supporting so hard. I've never really supported anything. I've never heard any about Biafra before until now. I'm just a young girl and I wasn't born during Biafra War, and when I hear what they did to our people, it just breaks my heart. And I wish if I could, I would join the army, and I'm ready to shoot up as much as I can But I just pray that whoever, the people that are volunteering, everything, the Lord will be with you guys. And I will support to the best that I can. I wish my husband is as much as I am, like I said. But notwithstanding, I will support. And I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will always be with every one of us in the name of Chukwu Abiyama.
Ise.
So thank you so much, my director.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful and blessed year.
And you too, my dear sister. Chukwu Abiyama is God. We told you so. This is 2015. As I was praying, I said to Chukwu Abiyama, all those things you were promising us before Setiwala, it has come. Are you going to allow shame to befall us? Have we committed any crime against our people? Have we not loved them? What have we done that you will not bless us? You will tell us now. You will tell us. And he said, we must proceed without fear before our enemies. This is 2015. Chukwu Abiyama is God. And this year he's going to manifest it in our lives. We are going to march without retreat nor surrender until Biafra comes. And we're not threatening anybody. There's no need for that. We are asking for our freedom, nothing more, nothing less. If you are an APC Biafran, please relocate to Wawasa. Go to Katsina and stay with Buhari. That's where you belong. All of you dancing about with Rocha Sokorocha, Keukuakunu, go and live with them. You will bring the enemies of God to our doorstep, and we will defeat each and every one of you. We are recalling our armies in Senegal and in the UAE. They must work very hard. And that reminds me, our brother, I asked him to wait. The numbers are here from everywhere. I thank all of you that embossed me, our coordinator's number in the UAE. His number is a local number in the UAE. 055-317-0417. I hope our brother is listening. I repeat, 055-317-0417. The workers of APC, the workers of darkness will call you. That is one thing they do. They are the workers of iniquity. They will come and say, we are doing Biafra. Can't you see we have 90 radio stations bearing to Biafra? But before we came, there was nobody. They will try to confuse you. Instead of Radio Biafra, they will answer something else resembling our name. They will try to pretend they are us, that they may poison your hearts because they are from darkness. And they will all die. They cannot see Biafra. They queer their name, what I told you today. All of these people will never see Biafra. You mark it somewhere and see what is going to happen to them. Because Chukwu Abiyama is going to make it impossible for everybody who is against the coming of his kingdom on earth. They can never see Biafra. That is how he's going to tell you that he's God. If you want to use PayPal, as our sister just outlined, very, very simple. peopleofbiafra@gmail.com. Simple as that. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, what is your name? Turn your system down. What is your name and where are you calling from? They are not serious, are they? Not very serious. Maybe part of the APC, Boko Haram Alliance. Who knows? This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue to do our work. If your father is a criminal and a servant of the Zoological Republic, you don't belong here. You do not belong. Go somewhere else and do your work. Go somewhere else and bring darkness. Go somewhere else and continue to deceive yourself. If people are actually as strong as they make out to be, how come they can? You can't be like us now. You are not with the glory and the grace of Chukwu Abiyama. The caller on Skype, turn your system down. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They are not listening. They're not paying attention. We get such nonsense all the time. It will continue to happen. That is the way they are. These people, they are learning, and one day they will learn. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are around the world. The time here now is very close to, we make it, say, about 13 minutes to 10 p.m. in the evening. We are live and we are direct. We are in the United Kingdom. We are in London. At the studios of Radio Biafra, we are in London. I brought my family with me. So we actually are the studios of Radio Biafra broadcasting. We are not in our house during this very festive period. We are in Radio Biafra studios. Can you believe that? They're here, my wife and my son. Lovely people. And Chukwuebema will bless them immensely. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director, are you speaking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please reduce the volume of your listening device and proceed to give us your name and where you're calling us from, because Chukwuebema is God.
Director,
please go ahead.
Director, it's off already. Everything.
I didn't ask you to turn off the Skype. Can you hear me? How about your caller Skype? Yes, turn it off. Let us try once again to see. No, we can't get him back. We ask him to try and call back, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello?
Raise your voice. Don't be afraid. Atulegu, raise your voice. This is Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening. Give us your name and where you are, please. But I can hear them. Can they hear me? Yes, I can hear you very well. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm coming from Thailand.
And what is your name?
Felix Double.
What is... Sorry, take it easy again, please. Give us your name and where you come from.
I'm coming from Thailand.
Yes.
My name is Felix Ndobo from Delta State, Agbo.
From Agbo. Thank you very much. Agbo has a boundary with Ibuakere, which is where Biafra land begins from the west.
I'm calling from Thailand.
From Thailand. Thank you. Go ahead, please. This is Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening. Go ahead. Hello?
Yes, sir. So I'm very happy. My director, I'm listening to your comment and everything you have been doing. I'm so happy about this thing that is going on.
Yes, thank you very much. Are you part of the family in Thailand, or do you intend to become part of the family? We need as many people as possible all the way from Ebanjo, from Ibobinozo. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm one of the...
Go ahead.
Yes, Director, I'm one of the family, but I have not participated in anything, but I'm really full support of what they are doing. So here in Thailand is, you know, the kind of life we are living here. So a lot of even Biafran has been even deported because of lack of no way to get the papers and all those things. So my director, by the special grace of God, because me here, I don't even have any document. I don't even have Nigerian passport. So I believe that I'm not a Nigerian. So the thing is that I think what they are doing is very, 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 very important to me. I still want all the prayer fans to put hand. We should go back home and fight for our rights. Because I don't see what makes me to be a Nigerian. I'm not a Nigerian. I don't even have their passport. So what makes me a Nigerian? Nigerian himself, they don't even know their citizen. What makes me a citizen of Nigeria? I cannot even boast I'm a citizen of Nigeria. I'm never a Nigerian. Even since I was born and brought up, I have not seen what makes me to be a Nigerian. The people that be a Nigerian are the people who have the money. So, my brother, I listen to Biafra every day in here in Thailand. I listen to you, everything they say, but sometimes, due to my condition or some other things, but I'm fully in support. Anything they are doing, I'm fully in support. Even most of all these Biafras that are here in Thailand, they have almost deported almost all of them. Because most of them don't even have people. They are running down to this. Most of even Biafras are many in the prisons. So the condition here, I don't even think that the coordinator of this Thailand is really making things. It was only one guy who initiated me on this. So I talked with the guy. I saw him. He told me to listen to Radio Biafra. I told him. He gave me the address. He gave me this guide. So I was so pleased. Every day now, I listen to Biafra. And I don't think here in Thailand that people are aware or fully about this. So let our people come close and let us put hands together and get our Biafra. I love Biafra so much. Biafra is my land. It's my mother land. I love Biafra so much. So, Director, don't listen to what people are saying, blah, 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 blah. Let us do the good work. I'm fully in support. By the special grace of God, once I can be able to live here, I shall be in my mother's land. So, I thank you so much. Let me not waste your time. May God begin to bless you and Chukwuebema. May God, Chukwuebema, begin to guide every one of Biafra in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you very much.
He say, thank you very, very much. Isn't it very, very ironic that some of you think, how about people from minorities? But they are listening more than you are. they may not be calling. Our brother just called from Thailand. This is the only place in the world where even if you are lonely, at least every morning and every evening, at least every evening, you will hear the voice of your own people. Even if you are lonely somewhere, once you have access to the internet, you can hear the voices of your own people. People that feel the same way you do all over the world. Even if you have no friends where you are, at least when you tune into Radio Biafra, you will see people. Nde ode, ka ode, those of them that we are building Biafra for. It shall be well with each and every one of you. Thailand needs special help, and we must concentrate there very much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, please. Give us your name and where you're calling us from.
We My are name Radio is Amechi. My name is Amechi, calling from Valencia, Spain.
Thank you very much. Please
Good
go
Good evening, Nandi.
Good evening.
Yeah, I want to speak it in my own direct.
Are you a part of our family in Valencia? Are you part of us?
Oh, of course, I'm a part of it.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. My brother, Ehineme Duma, there's one problem we have along the line. Although now we keep possible that we all we amalgamated together, I get way to our victory. Because
hold on, please. When you say amalgamate together, with who? I ask you.
Like you are out for this program now. And don't matter nagi wanu wo kotali ife now ni ukumakia. Oh, we labor pain so much, which is paining me. I don't have the opportunity to come and exercise my own like you are doing it. But now, akungenazo, it was a whole nazo. Oh, well, some people in the bay. And they are making it. I don't like it. Oh, well, many people will not be kind. This is how we're not alpha. Mama, those people are having a mislead dying. He had a Maya will believe. Because I mean, who make you seek it? A piano. You seek it to use about. Oh, well, can all I am now, somebody like a Kenga, my name. Oh, no, you're going to wear take you as a son. My yes, and if I'm not going to offer, I'm not going to go at the Amaro. Get me such a window, get me a career. Just 1 week or 2 weeks, even in Amaga. But what I'm saying, even Amugia, this is not what we are going to hear. If I told him, it's unfair. If I'm in position, it's easy normal.
Please don't go away. Stay where you are.
More grace to your elbow and more feather to your crown.
Thank you. Don't go away, please. Yeah. I want you to remain on the line, please. Who do you have in mind? You're talking about Ikenga Newi.
Yeah.
Listen, please. People must listen very carefully.
Yes.
Dr. Dozier Ikedife. Nnamdi Kanu insisted, listen very carefully, that he come into the struggle. I formed the Council of Elders. I did not say we. I said I formed the Council of Elders. I also, please, you must listen very, very carefully, please. I beg you. I also made it very, very clear to them that I need the involvement of our elders. I said that very clearly and categorically. Without Radio Biafra, there will be no Bilie. I asked them to go and see Ikedife and bring him in. I did, personally. Now, I want you to let me understand how we are going to go to get Biafra when certain people mentioning Biafra also want us to join APC. Can you explain that to me, then I will understand. Explain it to me, then I will understand you.
nwanne m tupu na ele gị n'okwu ikwu unu. Ndị na-achọ ka ha baa na APC ma nka ihe na-agba mbọ ya bụ for their own pocket. There is a chain of continuity of iniquity ha na-achọ ka ha nọọ n'ọnụ ya. What I'm trying to say is, ama ọ bụ na ị nwere ike ịghọta ihe nkwu unu na some people ndị ahụ nwere ike ịkwụnụ sị no problem ga na-aghọta Nnamdi who is Nnamdi. It is not possible.
You prayed here. Hold on. We want to educate them. You prayed here a while ago. Most of you pray. Do you know how many years old Yeshua was before he was crowned the savior of mankind? At what age was he crowned the savior of mankind? Jesus Christ, Unaga Church. They don't know. We'll tell them.
That's what I'm saying. We are walking on the same direction. Even David, who killed Goliath, as not David, or in the Bible. How old is David to kill Goliath? Man, this is like all of those people can understand that we are not saying how far, but how well. This guy, who is this guy? Yes, this guy is out for this thing. Kedu ka yesu wee kwe ya na ngwa anyị nche niile kwụ n'azụ go ahead anaasị agadi anarụ ha some money asị na eji ego wee gote ndị igbo na eji ego and the approved ejila ego egoloba ma na-emegheri apụtazie gịwa na onwe gị na pụtara ọnụ na-asị na-esi etu amen ọ bụ ọwụrụ bụ gee ntị nwata kwuo ebe ọ na-eje abụ ihe o yekwu na oru ebe ọ na-eje. Ị nọ etu a na-agwaba ọwụ ebe ọbụla ị maara ewere lipuo bịa kwuo ihe na nga asaghị asụsa nga asaghị ịpụta ị na-agwa ya oke dịwa na owo dịka izu ebe iwe lipuo ọ bụla isi na-asị come and prove it. Yes, mana a na-agwa ya ha they don't understand. Ịza na-achọ m mgbe a ejiri egbe ka wee gbakwa etu esi gba before this world is ọ gbago nuclear.
I will
my children can even stay in Nigeria. I'm here in Spain. They say Nigeria, seeing Obama dressing people, this. Yes, but before, it's not like that. Even when I was small boy, I don't know that television can do na TV get me in the afternoon. I don't know.
That is true.
Yes, I'm on the TV in MLA. If you hate them, what now, world are going nuclear. So with your own idea, let those people... I had done a lot here that now your own idea was idea home has. Everybody,
but my dear brother, hold on, please. Let me address some of the things you've said. You are making very important points.
Okay.
There is somebody called William the Younger. He was the head of government of the opposition in this country at the age of 22.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Jesus Christ, and that everybody worships Jesus Christ, Yeshua, his proper name. He was at the age of 33, basically the savior
of humanity. Of course.
At the age of, I'm coming, at the age of 33.
30 to 33.
Obama is not the oldest man you have in America. The only reason why Nelson Mandela became old was because he was incarcerated for nearly 28 years.
Yes.
There is something up, which is why we are black people and sometimes we are intellectually backwards. As you said, it doesn't matter how old you are. Or how young it is, the content of your intellect and your character that counts.
Of course.
Now, there is another thing which our people don't quite appreciate. That what you're touching upon, since I was hoping you would talk about it, but you didn't. Maybe you know or you don't know, but I will tell you. Igbo people have one singular problem. It is called, not singular, it is three. It is called the three most deadly sins in the world. Greed.
Come again.
Greed. There are seven deadliest sins in the world. Seven deadly sins in the world, of which is gluttony, avarice, and all the rest of them. Igbo people suffer from three: greed, envy, and jealousy. The reason why they are doing this is because it is not their son, but your son is not as intelligent as I am and can never be.
I
am making it abundantly clear, all of them, with our WhatsApp people, APC, you are hoping and you are wishing that I could be your son. It is very, very unfortunate. If you're a good father, I will be a son to you. if you are consistent. Here we hear Ceremony of Wazirike Okwu. That was why I never worked with Wazirike again. I don't like people who are inconsistent. Everybody talking about Biafra anywhere in the world right now, this minute, is because of Radio Biafra. Nothing more. I said everybody, every group you can think about right now, this very second, is because of Radio Biafra. We don't, we are not going to change. People may think we will change, my dear brother, but we will not change. We continue to do our work. They will understand where we are going and they will come to recognize our position. If you want to be popular, you want your name to be heard. That is understandable. That is your business. But we have not come for a beauty parade. We have come to restore the dignity of our country, or all of us will die. Magomao, Mamoa, everybody will perish. That is one thing we are assuring you. If you think Boko Haram is bad, we will be worse. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. We have come to the end of our program, as always, as exciting as ever. That is why we are the finest indigenous broadcaster anywhere in the world. Any question you ask us, we'll answer you. It's rather unfortunate that our brother was basically doing his presentation mostly in Igbo language. What he's saying in essence is that, why can't those of them in APC, Boko Haram, understand what we are doing and come and join us? We don't need to beg them. There is no need for us to beg them. We are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, and his will must be done. Uche Chineke Gemerili, which is incidentally is the name of my wife. I thank all of you very much for listening this very evening. My dear brother, I thank you very much. Go and join the family where you are. Unu hapu ekwuru na anyi ukwu. Because you can't do it. What Uche Mefor did, nobody can. I can't do it. What our COC is now doing, I cannot do it. What Uche Nasiebu is doing, our head of you, I can't. Everybody, you have your talent. Everybody, you have what you are supposed to be doing. What I am doing is what I'm supposed to do. If you want us to love you the same way people love what we do on Radio Biafra, then please try and be as honest. Try and be as consistent. Try and allow the grace of Chukwu Abiama to prevail in your life. I thank you all for listening. And for those who do not know, Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama alone is God and worthy of praise. That is why he will guide, nurture, sustain, and keep you. As you can see, I'm struggling not to cough. My throat is itching me. He will guide, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama that makes it possible for us to get through thick and thin, even in ill health, will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and join us again in the morning with my deputy chairman, hopefully, and also in the evening tomorrow. From me here in London, please, it is good evening. Shall always remember all.
real honor.